What are you looking at?
The main headline on CNN.com right now. It says, CDC, nurse with Ebola should not have traveled.
Wow.
It's like the CDC has now become Captain Obvious. Instead of being proactive, they're just saying things that all of us are saying at the same time. And that worries me. Just a bit.
Well, at least they didn't sanction it. Yeah, she... It was okay for her to get on the plane. She didn't show any signs.
They are trying to say that she flew the day before she showed any symptoms, but she had...
But she had been exposed to somebody with Ebola, mm-hmm. and like I said yesterday, the incubation period, nobody really agrees on. I think the shortest time is 10 days, but I've seen them go from 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
So if you've been wiping somebody's ass, trying to be cute, cleaning up diarrhea and vomit from somebody with Ebola, I want you sitting at home for a while.
Yes, and as much as that sucks, that's just kind of, it has, unfortunately has to come with the territory.
But they also said that you are not contagious until you start showing signs.
Mm-hmm.
So if she didn't have a fever when she got on the plane, theoretically she would be okay.
Yes, however, she supposedly had a very minor temperature of 90,
really?
Of 99 when she flew. But yeah, the whole thing just really seems, it just reeks of common sense of, hey, are you in an Ebola wing? How about we just keep an eye on you? How about you don't interact with more people than you absolutely have to? How about you don't treat other patients around the hospital?
How about also, instead of monitoring yourself, you have somebody else monitor you on a regular basis? Instead of taking off all your protective clothing, mm-hmm. have somebody else that's still wrapped up take it off for you.
Yes.
And then when they get unwrapped, have someone that's wrapped take theirs off.
Mm-hmm. And?
That there would be... I don't even know if you would call it a redundant backup. It almost seems like a necessary first step in the protocol.
Yeah, really, a redundant backup would be a third person. Also, it would be nice if the CDC would update its website on how to properly put on protective materials when dealing with Ebola patients. On their damn website. They had like a little brochure thing. You can like, it's a nice PDF. It's not even accurate. It's on their website.
And there was a press conference that KRLD carried for, I think, 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Was that it's almost daily, the update thing from the head of the CDC?
Yeah, this was a conference call, and
yes.
You'd have to check in on the phone. Okay, this is Christina from the Huffington Post. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Shut up and ask a question.
Right. Yeah, they got to
get. Did you hear it, Clem?
Yeah, I just sure did. Appreciate it. What color am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
Thank you for calling the CDC. You're number 7. Try again.
I saw on Twitter Janet St. James from WFAA wasn't even in the queue for the conference call to ask a question today. Yet they called on her. She's been in the queue the last couple of days, ready to ask a question. She wasn't called on. They can't even get the conference call squared away.
Maybe Janet was doing something else. Although I think when you check in, when you log in, it says Janet St. James is now online.
Yeah, supposed to. But she said she wasn't even there.
Speaking of things that spread.
Uh-huh.
Chloe and I were leaving the station last night.
Right.
He was right behind me.
Ass.
Oh, no.
I pull right in front of the Stanford sign, you know, with all the flowers.
Yes.
Just making the left out onto our internal road.
Yes.
And there's this monster skunk that runs into the shrubs.
What? Okay.
And then, ready?
No.
That's the wrong one. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why don't you stop? Did you see that? What?
There's a kitten that ran into the bushes.
You son of a bitch.
Russ,
that is wrong. Wrong.
Yes.
Well, then I won't play the rest of it.
I didn't say you couldn't. No. I'm just saying it's wrong, and that needs to be established.
Why is it wrong?
Wrong to do that to a man.
Chloe loves cats.
Yes, he does. But you...
Cats.
Yeah.
Cats.
You make that man chase a skunk.
What? There's a kitten that ran into the bushes.
What did?
A kitten.
Right here. Is it ran over here or over here? Don't look over there on the left. What color is it? One more kitten.
Right in there. Right there where it says Stanford. On the other side of the shrubs. On the front side.
I don't see it.
It's either over here or over here. Shit, you motherfucker! I dropped my phone.
Yeah, because I pulled up. I was like, why you stop?
Did you get sprayed?
No, thank God. I was wondering why Russ was standing. He was standing away from the bushes.
I said it was on one side or the other. And I'm pointing. And when it's either here or here.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have known because you were like in the middle of the driveway. You weren't even really, you were.
I got up
really,
to the shrubs,
really,
which probably
really.
Wasn't a good idea.
No, but.
But that's not where the skunk was. Skunk was on my side of the shrubs.
Technically, I wasn't really sure where the skunk was.
Well, I was sure where it was, and it was right there. It was like just came out and just looked at me.
So you made eye contact.
Yes.
You're lucky. You should be so happy you saw a face.
And then I just started running.
Actually, not necessarily. I don't think they can shoot backwards.
If you
see ass, I think that's what you want to see.
I assume that the spray came out from the back.
I always thought it came out from the front so they can aim it.
I always thought it was from the anal glands.
I didn't care at that point. I just ran down the ramp and up the other side, got it in the passenger side of my car.
He was okay. I assumed he didn't get sprayed.
You would have known if
you already
had.
In the car.
I know.
It's like, what the?
I think it had Chloe been sprayed, being as close as it sounds like he was, he would have hit the ground. You would have known it.
I'd like a little credit for the presence of mind of, hey, I'll say it's a cat. Hey, I need to turn my phone on.
As far as something entertaining for the show, you absolutely get credit for that. As a human, however, there might be a little room for interpretation. Because that is cold, man.
Look, it's a kitten, Chloe. Of course, I'm just digging all through the bushes. Where you at?
It was really a struggle not to laugh when I went, there's a kitten in the shrubs. Knowing that he might actually find it.
It's a little black kitty.
It's a quick clip. You want it again?
Yeah.
Did you see that? There's a kitten that ran into the bushes.
What did?
A kitten right here.
Is it ran over here or over here? Don't look over there on the left. What color is it? One more kitten.
Right in there.
Over here.
Right there where it says Stanford. On the other side of the shrubs. On the front side. It's either over here or over here.
Shit, you motherfucker!
I just want to drop my phone.
God.
Don't. Dark, all right, with a nice white stripe.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Then I start to freak when I drop my phone. I'm thinking, what if it's coming this way? What if Chloe scared it?
Yeah, yeah. What if you get a nice dose of karma?
Well, that's why I went and got in the car.
Leave the phone.
I was actually surprised that there was a skunk in a business area.
I would say I'm shocked, but
we've got that big field next to us.
And I've seen rabbits out when I've left here before. So it doesn't completely surprise me, but with a skunk running around.
It looked kind of teenage. It was
on the small side?
Yeah.
It was probably about, I don't know, foot and a half.
Nose to tail?
Well, I didn't stretch its tail out to measure it.
I'm just curious.
Well, it didn't look very menacing. It just looked up straight up at me and was like, hey, what's up, man?
It was hefty, though. It wasn't really long. It was like a fat baby skunk.
Okay. Yeah. it was girthy. Girthy skunk.
Kind of exotic looking. Like a little skunk Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Dorsey skunk. God, I had that thing sprayed him. I don't know how I would have felt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't think it would have been bad.
What do you think it would have been bad?
It's not going to kill you. Washes off.
What does it take to wash off skunk stuff? Doesn't it take like days and it wear off? And
no, they have a neutralizer. I think vinegar will do it. Something just, Alfie, what's going on?
He's calling about skunk spray.
Yes, Woody.
Yeah, y'all were talking about skunk spraying and stuff. I spent time in the Army Infantry, spent a hell of a lot of time in the field. I have been sprayed by skunks. When a skunk sprays, it will stand up on its front feet and it sprays pretty much from the butt. If you see a skunk's ass, you're going to get sprayed.
No, hang on. Does he face you? Then he stands up on his feet? Or
not as
no, he said he stands up on his front legs. Oh. So it's like ultimate ass in the air position.
So he's doing a handstand?
Kind of.
I've never seen him do it like that.
I'm
not going to challenge Woody.
No, I don't think the skunk is necessarily going into a full handstand. I bet it's just probably kind of propping itself up. Kind of like when a dog has like steps in something and it kind of walks on its front feet. I bet it's more like that.
I don't know. I came across, walked around my mailbox one day, and there was a skunk there. He lifted his tail up.
Yeah.
So
that's your
my mind, he's ready to attack. Thank Jesus I had the leaf blower.
The tail's like straight up in the air, and then it kind of leans forward and puts its butt up and then sprays. Okay. I unfortunately know as well.
What happened to you?
My dog was outside, and it was late, and he needed to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I see him attack a skunk, and I jump in there to save my dog, and the next thing I know, I'm holding Rocky, and we just look up, and I just froze, and it was over.
You just saw a bunch of ass.
Yeah, my poor dog, he got it right in the face. Mine was, like, on my arms, but his whole face, he stunk for, like, a week.
You didn't wash him?
Oh, no, we did. I went to CVS. Apparently, oatmeal,
obviously not. If he stunk, for a week, that's not the combination you use.
Well, it got better the next day than the next day, but it's still you could still barely smell it for a whole week.
We've got some type of neutralizer at the house. You bathe the dogs in, and it's gone.
Nice.
I need that.
All the pictures I'm looking at, yeah, it comes out the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they spray you when they're running away, so it's a defense mechanism,
right?
An attack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not fair if it's part of the attack. Although it makes sense. It'd be like a little nature SWAT team, gassed and attack.
Yeah.
The look he was giving me, like, should I spray this guy? And that's when I jumped.
He looks benign enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let this one go. Le pew. Mm-hmm. All right, we got about a minute. What do you want to do?
Why don't you show Kenzie that card trick you were doing earlier?
Really? I didn't bring the cards back with me.
I think there's a deck in the case over there by Chloe. It's cool, man.
All right, we only got a second. No, give them to her. All right, just open the thing up. I'll close my eyes. Whatever. pull out a card, put it back in the deck, set the deck down. Got it?
Got it.
Show everybody in the room. Make sure the cameras don't pick it up so you don't think I'm looking at the stream.
I'm opening the box. Just.
You've been working on your skills?
What?
On your magic skills.
Okay.
Okay, I need to shuffle them really fast.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Yeah, I memorized a sealed deck.
Hey, some people... Well,
you're stretching this out. We only got like half a minute.
Okay, I'm picking a card.
Show it to everybody in the room.
Okay.
Then put it anywhere?
Yeah.
Hold on, I didn't see it. What was it?
Got it? Okay. Okay, it's in the deck.
All right, put the deck down. Is that it? Nine of hearts? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
What? What?
Explain.
It's a magic trick. I don't tell you.
Okay. One more time. Real quick. Ready? 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 See?
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, let me see your hands so I know you're not typing or something. Okay.
I like how Alfie does casino hands.
Oh, wait. I forgot the card. Okay. Got it. Okay. Go.
Did you decide on one?
Yes, I found it.
I'll keep my eyes closed.
He's writing it down.
Hard to draw with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Five of diamonds?
Yes.
Okay. What's the matter? You look wigged.
I'm trying to figure this out.
It's a magic trick. Let it go. Like magic.
No. I can't let it go.
You want to do one more?
I want to know.
Do you want me to... I'm covering up my eyes as best I can.
Something's up here.
That's the way magic works.
Okay, okay, okay. One more.
The hell?
What is it, Dan?
How are you doing this?
Is it Alfie? Is Alfie involved in this? No, he's not. Okay. I believe you, Alfie. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is not. Not.
Oh, my God. No.
What'd she say?
She's not. She's not. Not. That's no, all she's saying.
You pulled a five of diamonds again.
I tried to trick you.
You don't trick magicians.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:37, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Arlington, westbound I-30, just before 360. Got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to the bush. Only the right lane getting by right now. And a side street accident for you in Dallas. Eastbound Beltline, right at the tollway, or I guess right at Dallas Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes that has traffic backed up back to Midway Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
What is it, Club?
UPS.
Yeah.
I heard him tell you.
Eagle weather brought to you by UPS tonight. We're going to have clear skies and cool normal temps with an overnight low of 56. Then tomorrow's going to be sunny and a high around 89. Right now, 81 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Reload that spot. Anytime I hear an iffy spot, if it's cut poorly, voiced poorly, levels are bad on it, I tell Chloe, make a note, have somebody recut that.
Right.
Like the Subway spot. And then Dan goes, that's Ryan Seacrest. Well, I guess we're not going to get it recut. You got it loaded?
Yep.
Which one do I hit?
Hit three.
Okay. First of all, it sounds like a bad studio. It sounds like he cut it on his phone, and there's a lot of
Whatever you're staying fit for, start at Subway with loads of great-tasting, surprisingly low-fat, fresh-fit sandwiches like the tender turkey breast piled high with your favorite fresh veggies like spinach. Get it made the way you say, only on freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh.
All right, far be it for me to question a millionaire broadcaster, but I'm going to. Is he certain about the spinach, or is he asking a question about it, in addition to the fact that he cut this after recently being punched in the mouth?
My guess is he was eating while he was cutting these, so you get a lot of spit worked up.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like he cut it on his phone, and he was right up next to it. Loaded again. Did you?
Yeah, one.
Whatever you're staying fit for, start at Subway with loads of great-tasting, surprisingly low-fat, fresh-fit sandwiches like the tender turkey breast piled high with your favorite fresh veggies like spinach. Get it made the way you say, only on freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh.
It sounds like he's doing the stuff on purpose, and he's still not certain about that spinach. Like spinach?
I'll cut that spot during the next break on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'll bet cash it'll sound almost the same. All right. You want me to show you how to do the card trick?
Yeah.
Where are the cards?
Right here.
Okay. Why am I cutting the deck? What am I doing?
That's just part of the show, I guess.
All right. Close your eyes. There's the card.
Okay.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Alfie?
Got it.
All right, Kenzie, what is it?
Three.
Nope, ten of diamonds.
This isn't teaching me.
Well, that's the way I did it.
Nuh-uh.
I learned a lot just then.
You got to think really hard.
Oh, what? Oh, come on.
Cover your eyes. I'll pull out another one. Got it, Dan?
I have it.
Hello?
Yes.
Alfie.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, Kenzie. Guess.
King.
Closer.
Yeah.
Queen. Jack. Ace.
Getting,
Red King.
Getting
Black Queen.
Well.
47 more.
King of...
Red. You have to stop, and you have to hit it right the first time.
Red, black queen.
Queen of, well, yeah, you're right. It is Queen of Spades.
Wow.
You're obviously gonna have to. You're gonna have to practice harder.
No kidding.
Okay.
You want to try it again?
I want to try it again.
I give her credit. She tries.
There it is.
Got it.
Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie.
All right.
I was trying to see it.
Well, that's not the way the trick works.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that is a seven.
Of?
Diamonds.
Four hearts.
You're not teaching me.
You just have to learn through the process of elimination.
Somebody was telling you.
How are they telling me? Did you see anybody talk?
I think someone's doing some motion signals.
I kept my eyes covered. That's why I'll do the... Really? That's what you found for a blindfold, Alfie?
That's the only scarf I had.
That's a scarf?
It's a big, long Snoopy scarf.
It's not a Snoopy scarf. It's an Afghan.
Yeah, that'll work.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll do it later. You need to work on your end, Kenzie.
Are you going to Freaker's Ball?
Why?
Because I want you to go with me and dress up matching.
Where is it?
Horizon?
Is that where it is?
It is. Horizon Theater in Grand Prairie.
We what time?
Be Batman and Robin. At, I don't even know. That's bad.
It's open at 4:30. Concert starts about 6.
Well, we're going to miss most of it. The concert starts at 6.
Wait, what? We're going to miss it?
We don't leave till 7. And I don't get out of here till after 8.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay.
What?
Come there after.
All right. What are you going to wear?
We'll be Batman and Robin.
You're going to be Robin?
I can do that. I can do that.
Okay. Dress up like that and I'll be there.
I promise?
No.
Why?
Yeah, why? You love Verizon Theater.
I do.
You love Grand Prairie. You've told me before it is your second favorite city after the one you live in.
I love the venue, Verizon. Mm-hmm. Is that what they still call it?
That's what the yes, yeah. Used to be Nokia, now Verizon.
Nokia, that's what it was when the RMS band played out there. It's a great venue.
It is.
Yeah, Kenzie asked me during the break, hey, are you going tomorrow? To what?
How cute would we be? Come on. Batman and Robin, that's adorable.
I said, do you have a Robin costume?
No, but I can get one.
Okay. Get it, wear it. We'll have to figure out a play. We'll meet at Big Tex.
It really is. That's where Russ meets everybody.
Mm-hmm. Big Tex? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's right next to Verizon.
Well, then it shouldn't be hard to spot me. Okay. You want to go back to the Ebola thing for a second?
Yeah.
Of all people that would be paranoid that we know, who do you think started calling me?
We don't know Matt, civil defense guy, anymore, right?
Matt Waters?
We haven't heard from him in years.
I got an email from him on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it just said in big font, Ebola scare everywhere. Happy birthday.
Okay.
He was the one that called me on the first 9/11 and said,
right.
This was just after the first plane. Plane flew into the World Trade Center. We're under attack. Click.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the first person I always think of. So it wasn't him? Or was him?
It was not.
Okay. After him.
Close got it. He just wrote it down.
Rob.
Yes.
Our old producer. Mr. Doomsday Prepper.
Him and his offthegrid.com?
Yes.
Hey, I need to find out what time you're going to be at the station today. I'm hooked up with the cleaning guys, the biohazard team. All this Ebola stuff. Just give me a call back and let me know what time you're going to be at the station, because I want to come up there. And I want to make sure that you understand what this Ebola is about and what we got to do to keep you safe. All right? See ya.
And then?
Hey, man, we're not getting the truth from the news or anybody else. And I want to make sure that you're safe. I know you hate it when I get like this, but this Ebola is no f***ing joke, man. This shit is about to f***ing blow up. And we're just sitting there. People are just taking the news and going, oh, it's okay. It's, you know, you can only get it by bodily fluid.
Sounds like he's buying cheap gas.
Hey, it's okay. It's, you know, you can only get it by bodily fluids. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, let me know when you're going to be there so we can come down and start talking to you, get everything situated at the station and everything else. And then, obviously, you know, I want to get your house cleaned. And so call me back. Let me know. Bye. I love you, man. Blah, 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 blah.
Is that like a distress
call? That's his emergency warning.
Okay.
And then.
More? Hey, how come nobody at your radio station will call me back? I'm trying to get in touch with your engineering team, with your program director. I'm thinking that we should just broadcast the show from your house. We can have food delivered to the house. You got plenty of room. The guys can still do stuff from the studio if you want, but I got a perfect idea for setting it up.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Yeah, really.
I got to keep Russ safe in his big old ass mansion, or the rest of us can suck it and die.
Are these real?
Yes. Why would I tell you if it wasn't real?
Kinsey, Rob don't know from normal. He never has, never will.
You met Rob, right?
Yes.
Did he seem normal?
He's really nice.
He is very nice.
Very
nice. No,
he's
Rob.
Just one of those doomsday things. Yeah, hey, Rob is what you do.
Rob is a sweetheart. He really is.
But it's not airborne. It is. It can only be through bodily fluids.
That's true. Rob is like the German Shepherd of people. He's kind-hearted. He's loyal. Probably Not probably. He would take a bullet from me.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I don't deserve it. Problem is, he'd probably be the one trying to shoot me.
It really is.
Because when he was producer, I used to piss him off. And I knew. Because he'd start crying.
Oh, my God.
And I could just see him choking me to death while he's crying.
We all could, too.
You gotta know that this is hurting you more.
Aww. Why are you laughing?
Because it's true.
Plenty of room. The guys can, you know, the guys can still do stuff from the studio if you want, but
really?
I got a perfect idea for setting it up. But nobody will f***ing call me back. This Ebola shit, it's bad, dude. I got specialists. You don't think it's coming for me and I'm all hyped up and crazy and everything. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, shoot them an email or shoot your program director to see when we can start broadcasting at the house. All right?
I guess that's the way I get permission to broadcast from the house now, is to shoot Don Davis. Did you miss that?
I guess, yeah.
Dude, I got specialists. You don't think it's coming for me and I'm all hyped up and crazy and everything. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, shoot them an email or shoot your program director to see when we can start broadcasting at the house.
Yeah.
All right?
And Don Davis scurried off into the woods.
And then...
Hey, I'm just going to come up to the station. No. I'll see you in a bit. I love you, man. And it's the only reason I'm doing this. This is no joke. This Ebola stuff. I'm telling you, man. Just go with me on this, all right?
No.
I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Rob!
Oh,
he's crying. Aww. No, aw.
Well, he's so, like, caring. Like,
he is, but it there's a line.
I feel like he needs a hug. Like, everything's going to be okay.
He's got a wife, and he's got that god kid of mine, whatever her name is.
He has his daughter.
What's my god kid?
And her name is?
Nobody tell me.
I think I know.
Don't tell him.
Ashley?
Oh, God.
Do you know it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've met her once, briefly.
Rachel. Ramona?
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Wendy?
That's his wife's name.
Okay, got one.
That doesn't count. You didn't know.
She's about this tall.
From what?
Well, I mean, she's about this tall.
From the console to your hand? Or
does it matter? I know how tall she is. She's about this tall.
Okay. I don't even know her name.
Megan. Mulaney?
Definitely not Mulaney. That's the bad show on Fox.
Yeah, it is. I watched the second episode on Hulu night before last.
Why?
I just wanted to see if it got any better.
And?
If anybody saves this series on Fox, it's going to be Martin Short.
I'd believe that based on the pilot episode I watched, because it was all bad for the most part, except he was good.
His is the only acting that isn't stiff, and I don't know why the other people around him can't pick up on it, or possibly the director. Hey, act better. Action. Deidre.
That's our general manager of iHeartMedia Dallas.
Dendo.
Not even close. That's your made-up thing.
What's it start with?
R.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong vowel.
Ra.
Got three more to go.
Re.
Two.
Rye.
Hey.
Riley!
Yes! Yes!
I get a drink.
Best godfather ever.
Is she homeschooled, I'm assuming?
God, I hope not. Unless Wendy's doing it, then it's okay. I'm worried about Rob being around her all the time and her turning out too effeminate.
What? Rob is not effeminate.
This man is crying.
He's emotional.
At the end of the voice.
All right? I'll see you in a bit. I'm telling you, man. Just go with me on this, all right? I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
That's out of care, though, and fear for you. Like, that's
I know
the
what
heart.
I know that. I said he was kind-hearted.
Poor
probably
guy.
The most loyal person I've met ever. I mean, these guys are loyal, but Dan wouldn't. wouldn't take it, but he'd push me in the way.
I don't think I'd push him in the way, but
I think if I was accidentally falling out of the way, you'd pick me back up.
Well, I don't want to see you fall.
I saved you. I helped you up. You almost missed a bullet.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20. Right up a cart, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to the Trail Lake Drive. And in Arlington, westbound I-30, just before 360, got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Only the right lane getting by right now. Traffic is completely stopped back from MacArthur. It's about a 45-minute delay through that. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear skies and cool with a low of 56. Tomorrow, sunny, a high around 89. Right now, 81 and 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle.
What are you looking at, Daniel?
No, I was just looking at map of Texas.
The Dewberry Farms?
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to find out where they were.
Officer Lonnie sent me an email. It was over the weekend, and it was an aerial shot of Dewberry Farm. I don't know what they farm. It's in Brookshire, Texas, and it was an aerial shot. Part of the plane wing was in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a crop circle, or drawing, whatever, with a police badge, a fire badge, with thank you underneath. I'm going to cry.
Oh, for some grass? It was well done, though.
It is.
Clearly not their first attempt.
It, from what I can tell, it looks like they may have eat up 2 acres to make that.
To me, it looks bigger than that. When I saw it, compared to the farm.
Okay, I'm houses, wrong.
I'm just saying, look, just huge.
I don't know how land is, you know, when you've got a farm, you had a bunch of squares, and I just assumed each square was about an acre.
Yeah.
It's easier to keep track when you're planting. And this was two of those squares, so it was 2 acres. So I had Alfie pull it up on Google Earth just to make sure that, you know, it wasn't a picture somebody sent to Officer Lonnie and whatever. It's there. I don't know how long they've been doing it. They've done other stuff. If you just Google Dewberry Farms, Brookshire, Texas, one of the first images that comes up is a bunch of NASA stuff of crop circles that Dewberry had done.
That's cool. Yeah, I was looking up just to see where Brookshire was, is because I hadn't heard of it, and it's just west of Houston. It's like if you're going west outside of Houston, you get to Katy, Texas. Right after Katy is Brookshire, right on I-10.
That's almost worth hopping on Southwest just to go look at it. You don't even have to land.
Yeah, you're right. Just got to see if you go in the right flight path.
There's a flight path somewhere that goes right over it because that was a picture that Officer Lonnie sent me.
Yeah.
Got a friend that's got a Cessna.
I don't get in private aircraft anymore.
Okay. All
right. And why is that?
Because people die in private aircraft.
Well, they die in public ones too.
They don't die that often in public aircraft.
Touche.
Commercial? That's fine. Think of all the people that died in the private aircraft. Stevie Ray Vaughan in a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Croce, singer out of the 70s, airplane.
John Denver.
Well, George Burns and, I'll say the other one was, Jack Benny?
Yeah.
Pushed him off a cliff.
That's right, my bad.
J.A.M.?
Who?
D.J.A.M. and Aaliyah?
Yes.
newer people, but yeah, still died in private aircraft.
Okay, if you're going to go that route.
Big Bopper.
Buddy Holly.
I know Buddy Holly.
You know Big Bopper?
Is that his song?
Mm-mm. And Richie Valens, all in the same plane.
Payne Stewart, golfer, private aircraft.
Payne?
Yeah, he flew for a while on his own.
Yeah.
Payne Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Payne?
P-A-Y-N-E.
Golfer.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Payne.
He's not a wrestler turned golfer.
It just caught me, caught my little brain off guard.
No, I know where it went. All right. News, you got audio?
I do, and I do. I have lots of audio. You want to stick with the Ebola thing real quick?
Up to you.
Cut number five. Dr. Robert Haley was on the big lead with Jake Tapper on CNN. This was yesterday.
Sounds impressive.
It is.
The big lead.
That's right. Jake Tapper. Tapper. Anyway, he used to be the former, he was a director of Texas Presbyterian Hospital, and he was on trying to defend the hospital and its protocols and actions that it took. Yes, cut five, since the Ebola patient first came in.
Now, Dr. Haley, obviously, these are first responders. Nobody is doubting the motivation of the doctors, whether or nurses or healthcare professionals, whether at the CDC or at the hospital. They are trying to save lives. That's a given.
This is not going to end well. I know where he's going with it. You have to have all these accolades leading up to, okay, how'd you guys this up?
In essence, that's where he's headed.
But obviously, they didn't do a great job at the hospital because one of their nurses has Ebola, and it's possible that she may have infected somebody else. So what you said just isn't true. They didn't do a great job. A great job is when you treat an Ebola patient and he survives, you turn him away from the hospital, and then he actually gets worse, and then he comes back, and then you treat him, and then he dies. And no one else on staff gets Ebola. So
let me take issue with you. The mortality of this disease is anywhere from 60 to 70%. And it's unclear how many people can be saved. So the fact that this patient died is not a failure. Pretty well till the very end.
Well, it's not a success.
I don't think that's going to pull you out of the fire on this one.
No.
He was doing good till he died.
Yeah, that line, had he not said that, that answer would have been okay. Still not great, but better than he was fine until he died.
Well, you know, he was doing fine. Then his kidneys started to go out and other stuff. We are assuming it was related to Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
I see how he would be defensive, but the big bopper tapper, what's his name?
Jake Tapper.
He's got a point. Why wouldn't you have? His temperature was 103 when he went in the first time, Mr. Duncan.
I'm not sure if that was the first or the second time. Either way, if it was the first time he was,
It was the first time, and they just gave him
Tylenol and
something like that, and said, "Well,
yeah."
Then he came back.
Not a failure.
In fact, he was doing
pretty well till the very end.
Well, it's not a success, and turning him away from the hospital. When he had a 103-degree fever seems to indicate that they were not prepared, at least in those initial days.
You know, all the facts on that are not out. And my understanding is there are some extenuating circumstances that may ultimately clarify that. But, yeah, you're right. That seems like a problem. But since that patient was admitted, I believe that the care that person received and the care and the expertise shown by the Presbyterian Hospital staff were exemplary. And the problem is not with the personnel or how well they did. The problem is with the protocols. And as Dr. Frieden well pointed out, these are the first several patients that we've seen in this country in our hospitals. And we've got a lot to learn.
What was the doctor's name?
It was, Dr. Robert Haley. That last part, he's got me. I'm on his side.
Yeah, it's...
The downside is
the Duncan guy could have gone to any hospital in this country and could have had the same outcome. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's being really generic and football coachish.
It is, but hang on. There are actually two hospitals that were specifically mentioned by CNN today that are the most equipped to handle an infectious disease of this magnitude. That there's one in Nebraska, which is where one Ebola patient has gone to, and the other is Emory University, which is in Atlanta, which is, of course, near the CDC. So there's two out of the whole country. So what you said, Russ, is probably pretty accurate.
So you're saying Presbyterian Dallas wasn't really equipped for it?
Possibly. But honestly, outside, to put blame on the individual nurses, doctors, those that cared for Mr. Duncan, to put blame on the hospital is also not fair because ultimately it's the CDC. The CDC doesn't seem to have any sort of control over any of this, and everyone's wanting to quickly point out some sort of blame when really what we need to do, we need to focus on getting the disease thing under control first. Then once that's done, we can go back and start blaming people left, right, and forward, backward.
Well, that one's really twofold. Work on the vaccine, find something that's going to work, but you also have to limit everybody's exposure and stop letting people into this country that have been infected and don't just take their word for it. Did you come in contact with anybody with Ebola while
Nope.
you was out of the country?
Nope, I did not.
Has your luggage been out of your eyesight since you came into the airport?
Nope, with me the whole time.
Anybody unbeknownst to you ask you to carry luggage?
Mm-mm.
What are those questions for? Oh, you got me, yeah.
Man, this is terror. They didn't say there's going to be an interrogation at terrorist camp.
Do you really think terrorists answer questions? Anybody hear that owl noise?
Owl? No.
Alfie, did you hear it?
Uh-uh.
It was just some reverb in the room. It just sounded like a distant.
Oh, I think that was something vibrating.
Oh.
I assumed it was your phone.
My phone's not in here.
Oh, then I don't know. The other thing is, and this Dr. Haley mentions it, I've heard this rumbling that the Ebola patient, number one, Mr. Duncan, it's been reported that he told him, I've been
to
Africa.
He wasn't number one. He was the first one that died.
First one that died here in the United States. That's what I mean. Was that he told the hospital, I've been to Liberia and I'm sick. The rumbling I'm hearing is that he wasn't forthright in any of this. He would, the other theory is that he left from Liberia, came here knowing he had possibly been exposed to it, wanted to get treated, so he flew here where his family was, and then saying, hey, okay, I've got these symptoms, time to go get treated.
Kenzie, you heard it that time, didn't you?
Yes, it's my phone.
Oh. Are you getting calls? Texts?
No.
Text. You getting texts from that puppeteer that you date in L.A.?
No.
You dated a puppeteer.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a puppeteer.
His resume online says he's a puppeteer.
He's an actor.
Mm-mm.
Might have sent a letter to IMDb to get them to correct it then.
He's not a puppeteer.
It says his resume says he's a puppeteer.
He has been a puppeteer, but is not just or only a puppeteer.
I didn't see anywhere on his resume after you talked about him last week that says anywhere about being an actor.
Look it up again.
I don't have to.
He's been in like five plays, probably more.
Plays. Is he a member of SAG-AFTRA?
Of SAG-AFTRA?
Yeah, it's a sinus medicine. Never mind. Go ahead, Dan.
So anyway.
I know what SAG... Wait, now.
Go ahead, Dan.
I know what
anyway,
SAG...
there's the rumor, and it's hearsay from what I've heard, but it's out there, that the patient lied about his where he was from, and he also lied about what his... the possibility of being exposed to Ebola. And if he lies, that makes it very difficult to treat it.
At what point did he ever tell the hospital, hey, I've been to Liberia? Second time?
Supposedly the first time.
Well, that should have been something.
Yeah.
I've been to Liberia. Why are you telling me this?
And the hospital did say.
I mean, why would it? He obviously told him where he'd been for a reason.
The hospital said that, that's why this rumor doesn't seem to hold any water, but it's still there.
I don't even know what the rumor is. I was paying attention to Kenzie trying to figure out what
the rumor. The rumor was that the patient had lied about being exposed to Ebola and having come from Africa. And if you lie about it, then it's very difficult to get treated for Ebola in an expeditious manner. So anyway,
well, but what would be the hospital's motive for them to lie? He didn't tell us anything.
But the hospital's not, that's why I'm saying the hospital didn't say that. Officially, the hospital said that there was a failure in communication. It was written down by whomever he met with on his first trip.
Because if I'm a healthcare professional and somebody comes in and says, I've been to Liberia, I might have been exposed to Ebola. I'd start wrapping things up right then. And I mean people, furniture, everything.
Unfortunately, that's...
Because it's not just your reputation, it's your life.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's you. You are now familiar, at least somewhat, about the country Liberia and what's going on there. We don't even know if he talked to a full-on registered nurse when this happened. It could have been someone who just took down some initial information. I don't know who he talked to. That person may have never heard of Liberia. They may have thought Liberia was in South Texas.
I don't know. Although Ebola had been in the news leading up to that.
But you're not guaranteed that.
CDC would send out something. Hey, here's some hot spots on the planet for Ebola. If somebody's been there, sniff them out. And that's all that's been on the news. That's why I really want to shy away from this. It's all that you look anywhere. You just go to CNN's website, main page, home. Everything, like the first 10 stories are all Ebola.
Yeah.
Same thing with our local affiliates, yes. All the local TV news channels.
Yeah, you can't avoid it, especially when then you find out now we have a second patient, and I'm just waiting for the third, fourth, fifth, however many more that's going to climb, because I don't think it's going to stop at the second one that we found out about today. And then, of course, what happens? Oh, she's flying around the country.
The second chick that was infected got on a plane?
Yeah, she's
one. Did I know that?
She was one that went to Cleveland. On Frontier Airlines, the day before she was diagnosed, she flew back from Cleveland to Dallas.
Different nurse. This is the second one.
Nurse number one, Nina Pham, she stayed here the whole time. She's got her dog. She's in isolation.
Got it.
Second nurse is Amber Vinson.
Okay, I knew a second chick was infected. I missed the part about her getting on a plane.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, she had flown to Ohio, and then the day before she had shown any symptoms of Ebola, she flew back from Cleveland back to Dallas.
You know, I guess I did because we talked about this earlier in the show.
I was going to say, you had mentioned something about that.
It's like, hey, let them set through the incubation period before you just let them run wild.
Yeah, amok.
I've had two different people claiming to work for Presby Dallas, Colin. Neither of them wanted to go on air. They both said that the patient lied about the fact that he was exposed to Ebola. They say that he admitted that he was in Liberia, but they asked him on the questionnaire also, have you been exposed to this disease? And his answer was no, according to them.
Maybe it was the way that he interpreted the question. Have you been exposed to it? Meaning, did you exchange bodily fluids with somebody with Ebola? As opposed to, were you around people with Ebola?
How is he supposed to know, though?
I think he was in Liberia working with people who've been infected with Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be fairly well-versed on it.
And he should be well-versed, at least according to his nephew. His nephew said that being in Liberia, went to all these different precautions to make sure he wasn't exposed to it.
Well, hopefully they've narrowed down some of the gaps as far as communication. They've got something has to be coming from this because there's been nothing in the media about it for the last week,
mm-hmm.
Sort of just Ebola. And then today seemed like another, I guess it was because the second nurse.
Yeah. And now the second nurse, the one that flew to Ohio and back, she is now being shipped to Emory University in Atlanta.
I'd be ecstatic if I had been on that f***ing plane.
Oh, and by the way, the CDC would like to speak with you if you're on Frontier Flight 1143 from Cleveland to Dallas.
Tell them anything. I'm going to the doctor. Although, my luck, Dr. Anderson gets to can come in here.
Your own personal doctor? Mm-mm. Closed up.
You were on an airplane with somebody with Ebola? It's not airborne. I don't care. You go sit in that alcohol bath for about 2 days, and then you come see me. I'm just surprised that there, they probably already covered this, that there's not some type of disinfectant easily used that after you've tended to somebody and you still got on your garb on, you get sprayed down with that once, let it dry,
mm-hmm.
Spray it out again, and have somebody else that's still protected in a hazmat suit cut you out of it. That way your hands don't have to deal with anything. Somebody else is taking care of it. And allowing people to monitor themselves that might have been exposed, that's retarded in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
You feel okay? You good? All right, we'll see you later.
Well, hey. They obviously have a vested interest. They could die. But you still want somebody. You, in this instance, it is a redundant backup.
Yeah.
You keep track of your temperature, and we're also going to keep track of it. And don't go anywhere for the time being. And make it the maximum amount of the incubation period, what they think it is, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do that. Then go ahead. I'm missing something on this.
And I know.
It sounds pretty simplistic.
It does. It sounds so commonsensical.
So what are we missing? I'm not comparing the two as far as government conspiracy. It's very 9/11-ish, just as far as finding out all the breakdown in communications between police, fire, governmental agencies, FBI, Secret Service.
Which
you found out that nobody was really sharing any information, and it sounds like that's kind of what this is. No government conspiracy inferred, implied here, whatever
right.
It is.
No, I follow what you're saying. And that was the whole reason President Bush created Department of Homeland Security, so all these agencies would then, hey, y'all, let's get in a room together and discuss. And then now you obviously feel like we need something with this.
And it's not a surprise, though, when you're talking about private entities and governmental agencies exchanging information. It's not a surprise that communication breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, the whole idea of the CDC is
to control diseases.
Yes. Let's take that last letter and let's really try to live up to it. Let's not just have our director just giving teleconferences from Atlanta.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm making sure people know everything that's going on.
Okay, that's nice. Would you actually control something?
What
have you controlled since the first patient with Ebola was diagnosed in the United States?
When you're talking about one disease.
Yes.
One illness.
Yes.
We've controlled a lot of other things. People don't get rickets no more. People don't get syphilis as much. Controlled that.
This one needs to be your main focus.
Gonorrhea, almost under control.
But still there. Let's focus on the Ebola.
Well, you focus on the one that we ain't nipped in the bud yet.
Right.
Really, we're batting about 900. We got everything but Ebola. Hang on. Hey, Mama, hand me the Lysol.
Oh, no.
We spray every once in a while in here just in case.
Oh, just every... Oh, that's nice.
I don't know what could come through the phone.
I even saw today that it said something about they were sending 16 Ebola experts from the CDC to help with this outbreak in Dallas.
Yes, you're welcome. Just in time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Where were they 3 weeks ago?
Hey, where was my thank you note when we cured crabs?
Are we late?
Yes.
It ain't cured.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:36, another check on traffic over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 right at Regal Road. Got an accident there blocking everything but the right lane. Right now traffic is completely jacked up all the way back from 635. You're looking at about an hour delay through it. Just avoid that mess if you can. I don't know. Try the tollway or something. In McKinney, northbound 75 right at El Dorado. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Stacy Road. And in Arlington, westbound I-30 just before 360. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12 Walton Walker. Finally in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-20 right at McCart, got an accident there. That is also in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Trail Lake Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Clear and cool tonight, 56 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 89. Right now it's 83 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. I'm looking up at, I guess it's Fox 4. They're carrying Fox News, the network.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's going on in the White House, or do I have to listen to Shepard Smith?
President Obama is supposed to be making comments soon after having a meeting about Ebola.
Infected, which could lead to safer procedures for health workers everywhere. A reminder, two people have...
What happened to his mascara?
Shepard Smith?
Yeah.
Is he not wearing it?
It doesn't look as heavy as it used to.
Catheters, drew blood, and dealt with Duncan's bodily fluids before died last week. But no word on exactly how he contracted
grilling
the
accident?
Virus. Here's the president.
Grilling?
I've done that to myself. I've singed a few eyelashes before.
I said mascara.
Yes, mascara goes on your eyelashes.
I thought it goes around.
That's eyeliner.
That's eyeliner.
I don't wear makeup. Get off me.
Or eyeshadow up in between the eyebrow and the eyelid.
Dan's
so
right
how
down.
Much of... the mascara did you burn off?
It was the eyelashes.
You said mascara.
Eyelashes on me.
Mm.
If I was wearing mascara, then that also would have been burned.
He knows because of Tara. That's why he knows.
I
dated bitches.
I also know because I grew up with women.
I always thought it was all the same.
Nope. It's all very different.
Mascara's eyelashes only.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Eyeliner's around the eye.
And then
eyeshadow, bronzer, blush.
Thank you.
More bronzer.
4:44, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, October 15th, 2014. Birthdays today. Actor Dominic West is 45. Actress Vanessa Marsil turns 46. Brenda K. Starr, singer, she turns 48. Chef Emeril Lagasse is 55. Tanya Roberts, actress, is 59. Comedian and actor Larry Miller is 61. Krista Berg, singer, is 66. From the Carpenters, Richard Carpenter is 68. Director and actress Pitty Marshall, 71. Turning 77, Linda Lavin.
Alice from the TV show Alice.
That's right. And Lee Iacocca, the former chairman of Chrysler, turns 90. Well, gunshot residue was on the hand, waistband, and shirt of an 18-year-old man killed by a St. Louis police officer. That's according to authorities today. Police union leaders said the lab test by Missouri State Highway Patrol dispels any claims that Von Durant Myers did not shoot at the officer on October 8th, initiating a fatal exchange of gunfire. The shooting led to a new wave of protests in St. Louis 2 months after the shooting of Michael Brown. The St. Louis Police Officers Association business manager Jeff Rorta cited other evidence against Myers, including several social media photos that Rorta said show Myers holding three guns, one of them a 9mm Smith & Wesson.
Well, that doesn't prove he shot at the police officer.
No, but the ballistics tests were showing gunpowder residue on his hand, waistband, and shirt.
Well, that could have gotten on his hands after the cops handled him after the arrest or during the arrest.
I don't think it works that way. I think that works for, like, it's gunshot residue. That means you fired it.
I don't know. They used to be called paraffin tests.
Mm-hmm.
They would put wax on the hands and then take the wax off, and any residue would be obviously on the wax. But gunpowder, this was, okay, good. I got a story that's more than 10 years old. I think this was around 96 or 97, here at the Eagle, somebody had sent Cindy Skull a package, and I forget how it got in my hands. Maybe she was afraid to open it. I don't know. I handled it, and finally I took it into Matt Kisselstein, one of the sales guys.
Mm-hmm.
I said, open that for me. He said, why? Cindy thinks it's a bomb. So we take it down to security in the building.
Right.
Did you open that for us? How come? Somebody thinks it's a bomb. So they call the Irving Bomb Squad. The police and the bomb squad came out. They had the dog check it. It smelled gun residue. Gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump to the end. I'd been to the firing range about a week before, so it was still on my hands. That was probably the only way it got on that package, because they took it out to the airport, blew it up, and it was nothing but... like a 9-inch nail. a long nail.
Okay.
And something else for Cindy. So my point is, obviously the residue can be transferred or will stay on there for a while and transferred because it got onto the package.
And they did that with the paraffin test?
They did it with the dog that sniffed it. Were you here when I told the story just now?
No, I was.
Okay.
But they didn't just use the dog. They used ballistic tests to find out that this man had fired a weapon.
We're not talking about that.
I know. That's why we...
No, we're talking about gun residue powder. It can be transferred.
Okay.
The ballistics, the mom can go, that gun's stolen. You don't know whose it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different ways. Obviously, if there are protests going on in St. Louis, and this sounds like a justified shooting.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to listen to anything you got to say. Well, the gunpowder could have got on his hands when the cops handled him, since they were shooting everybody. What about the gun? Not my kids. That's stolen. And I believe it was a stolen gun.
But they also have the
they said it was in his possession when they got him. Well, yeah. They could have planted that.
Okay, but he's also got photos on social media.
That posing, doesn't mean he shot at a police officer.
Posing with three weapons, one they suspect to be the one that he shot at the officer with.
Is he shooting at anybody in the picture?
No, of course not.
Okay. You throw out any fact, I can tear it apart because I know what's going on for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis, if they're protesting, like, well...
They don't trust anything, yeah.
We've got to do something about this. You want just cops to sit there and get shot?
Yes.
What's...
I hand to God, that was something very close. What you just said was Bill Maher said something very close to that like a week or so ago. About the shootings of black people in America. He's saying, at a certain point, you signed up to be a cop. There is an inherent danger in it. Quit shooting people.
Was he being cute?
No, he's being serious. He was basically saying, you are supposed to deploy non-lethal stuff. You shouldn't be killing
everyone. Who told him this?
Oh, this is his opinion. He's thinking that police are too quick to shoot.
In certain instances, they may be. You can't make cops 100% all the time. But
he makes it sound like they shouldn't be shooting at all. That why they do they should have, only use non-lethal measures?
Why do they have guns? Why don't they do like they do in the UK? They don't carry guns. Look what the crime rate is.
Yeah, but the UK also doesn't have the same weapons history that we do. The UK has had many, 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 many more years to work on their gun control than we have. Our gun control is a lack thereof. We just know our idea of gun control is I hope to have more than you do.
And we've waited too long.
Right.
Like the immigration problem. Waited too long to really handle it. You're going to have to come up with guidelines to keep nuts from getting guns. Criminals are always going to get them. Mm-hmm. That's almost something, unless you just went out and got every gun from everybody all over the place, and you know you got them all, which isn't feasible. Criminals are always going to get guns. I hate to be obvious. I would prefer at least to start with the nuts.
Yeah.
Why not make everybody take a psychiatric test? Well, I don't want to. It'll take longer for me to get the gun. What's your rush there, Slick?
It's also an infringement upon my Second Amendment right. Why should I have to go through some sort of test to make sure I get what's afforded to me in the Bill of Rights? You're infringing upon my rights.
So you can bear arms. You can still bear them. We want to find out if you're a nut.
And therein lies the difference between the whole loose interpretation of the Constitution or the strict. Should it be open to interpretation, or should we take it word for word?
I don't know, but somebody needs to bitch slap Bill Maher. If he was truly serious of...
He was serious.
Are you guys using these guns all the time? Because people are shooting at us!
What he was saying, in essence, was that police officers shouldn't have the same right to defend themselves as others.
I'll have to hear the clip. That sounds like it's either not defending Maher, because I don't like him. But it sounds like the clip you saw might have been out of context.
It wasn't a clip. I saw the show.
The whole thing.
Yes.
All right, then I'm out.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm just trying to be fair about this.
Stop it. I'm telling you, you don't have to be.
Okay. You got anything I want to know, Alfie, about on hold?
It's just Ebola stuff.
A bowl of what?
Ebola stuff. The virus.
Oh. I'm done with that. All right. I believe the... Television media has got this handled. President Obama's making a statement right now.
I bet he's going to say things are seem bad right now, but we're doing everything possible. And then I'm staying in constant contact with the director of the CDC and boots on the ground in Dallas, and we'll get it all under control. Want no one to panic and make sure everyone goes to school and work and vote for Democrats come the election.
Continue on with your day the way you always have. The chances of you getting this are minimal, and we're trying to isolate the problem. Thank you. You want to see?
Yep.
And a lot more resources than so far, at least, the international community has put in.
Boots on the ground, you said that.
Yep.
So bottom line, in terms of the public, I want people to understand that the dangers of you contracting Ebola, the dangers of a serious outbreak,
say it,
are extraordinarily low. That we are taking this very seriously.
Of course you are.
At the highest levels of government. And we are going to be able to manage this particular situation, but we have to look towards the future. And if we are not responding internationally in an effective way, and if we do not...
We didn't cover internationally.
Well, we were more precise.
In our public health infrastructure here in the United States, not just for this outbreak, but for future outbreaks, then we could have problems. So in the meantime... I want everybody to be thinking about and
calm
praying
down
for the two health workers that have gotten sick, those who...
Okay. All right, we came pretty close.
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, we'll go back to other problems that really aren't such big problems, but for some it's really stupid. Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said backup running back Joseph Randall will be fined significantly for being arrested for shoplifting in a Frisco mall. Randall was charged with a misdemeanor Class B theft of $50 to $500. Frisco Police Lieutenant Jason Jenkins said Randall is accused of attempting to steal underwear and cologne from Dillard's at Stonebriar.
I still think those testers, that's like taking the extra ketchup off a table at a restaurant. That's meant for me to try.
Okay, I can't really argue against you on that one because I've taken salt and pepper things before.
I haven't taken... You took the whole salt and pepper shaker?
It was like you go to a place where they have like the ones at the table.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like the nice grinder ones.
You took those.
I was out. They were little.
Couldn't you have asked for packets?
They didn't have packets.
Damn, those are expensive too.
Now they're like $2 each.
The grinders.
At the grocery store, they don't pay that much. I was out of salt at home.
Okay.
So
would you have done had somebody from, let's say it was Chili's room, had it walked out in the parking lot and went, "Hey, those aren't yours." You would have done what?
There was no surveillance.
You would have done what?
Yeah, just say what you would have done, man.
I would have said, "I'm sorry, I was trying to steal these. You can take them back."
You know what?
I was out of salt at home. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Odds are they'd let you keep it.
And he'd probably look at me like, "Come on, man, that's stupid." I know.
Keep it. I stole this banana too. You go ahead. You take that banana. Yeah, the tester thing. It's like, how do they really know? It's obviously it's not going to have a price on it. It's a tester.
True. Now, the police did say that it was an almost full tester, which it makes sense. Maybe that's what made it more alluring of an item to
And maybe the tester is the same size as – aren't those normally chained down?
No.
The testers aren't?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, all the department stores I've been in, they sit there in front of the other ones.
Wow, you're asking for problems then.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. It does.
Our tester. Well, that means I can go test it. It doesn't say anywhere in here I have to test it in the store. If they eliminate that tester, the $84, he's back to a Class C misdemeanor. That's a ticket. I think this would go away.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Now, there are some stores, I've seen it before, where if you're interested in a cologne, you may ask, and then the person behind the counter will spritz some on the little card for you to curb the whole thing of, hey, a tester, I'll just take this.
There are some that will spray a lot into a little vial for you.
Mm-hmm. And he can't say with the tester. I know what he said about the underdrawers.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to come back in and pay for those. I had to go put my baby in the car. I had to go do something. But then you've got two statements.
Yeah.
Said I was going to come back in. Another statement they claimed he made was, I just didn't feel like stopping and paying for it.
Yeah, and that one statement, though, about the baby and the baby's mom, that came from his father.
Yeah, it wasn't. There was nothing in the police report. There was nothing as far as security from, what was it, Dillard's?
Dillard's, yes, at Stonebriar.
That said, yeah, that he did this, and then an unidentified woman with a baby did this. They made no mention of anybody but him.
My theory on that is the police report is what happened. What the father of Joseph Randall told Channel 8 is what Joseph Randall told his daddy. And he's going to have to go and retract that as well.
So what?
The Cowboys are going to fine him.
Doesn't say how much.
I have not heard the exact amount. However, Garrett did say that Randall will play in Sunday's game. And he did address it with his teammates this morning. He apologized. He said he took full responsibility for it. There were a lot of circumstances that were surrounding the situation, but
you don't get credit for taking full responsibility for something you did. Nobody else was to blame. I know that.
Yeah.
You took it. Being a man and not taking it in the first place, that's something, you don't even admire that. Mm. Hey, I didn't steal nothing today.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Give you a sticker.
And owning up to stealing, I don't think you get credit for that either.
Well, I guess it's levels.
Now, yeah. What he did, is it as bad as domestic abuse? No. But it was the if the reports were right, the mentality of, I was going to come back and pay for it. Or I didn't feel like stopping. Whichever story was accurate, both of those suck.
Yes. So anyway, Garrett also said there are no excuses, no explanations for this. He took full responsibility and he made a really poor decision. He recognizes that. This is the poorest decision he ever made in his life. And again, there are consequences to those decisions, and we made that abundantly clear with him. There are public consequences and there are certainly consequences on this football team. He understands that and he's going to feel that, and we're going to move forward.
So what's going to change with Randall? Because really, had he stole Haynes, there would have been a Class B misdemeanor.
It's true.
Had his, to steal Polo.
His most, his crime is that he had good taste.
I have no idea what Polo underwear feels like.
Maybe we're missing out. I mean, I got some nice jockey, but...
You got them on now?
I'm not talking to you that much about my underwear.
I'm always happy with my Hanes. They always look good when you pull my pants down, don't they?
You pull his pants down?
He pulls his pants down.
Oh. Yeah, that made that sound better.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
508, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Homes. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at 2nd Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up, back to Sylvan, backed up through the downtown canyon. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Regal Row. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to 635, though. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek, got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Bethany. In McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Stacy Road. And finally, in Arlington, westbound I-20, right at Matlock, got an accident there on the left shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Collins. Listen to Cindy Skull and Chris Ryan tomorrow for your very last... Sorry, Cindy Skull only tomorrow for your very last chance at pit tickets to Freakers Ball. Details are at KEGL.com. You also get a meet and greet. Find all the info at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Tonight, clear and cool, 56 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 89 for a high. Right now, 83 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What is it?
I don't know. Just thinking about that little snippet from the Three Stooges is in my head applied immediately to everything going on with the Ebola.
Yeah. Alfie, was that Dr. Thornton on the hotline?
That was. He's downstairs.
He can sit there and wait.
Got it.
That's what he gets for coming in between a segment.
I'm losing my mind.
It really is. That's like everybody on Facebook. They had to put out today because...
I was just in this train.
What do they call those rooms? The train.
It's a train car?
Yeah, it's a train. A cabin?
I don't know.
Are you talking about like a stateroom or something?
I don't know. I've already killed this one.
Let's start over.
I'd rather not. I was trying to explain where the clip came from. I'm out. Those rooms are called something.
It was just
train rooms.
It was in a train car.
I don't care now.
Anyway, what I was going to say, though, is I saw a number of people posted on Facebook today.
Will this take long?
No, I can do it quick.
Well, I was going to eat my avocado.
I'll stretch it out a little bit, let you eat your delicious avocado. There was someone's been posting one of those fake stories. Not someone, a number of people been posting fake stories about a town in Texas that had an Ebola patient, and they decided to respond by quarantining the entire town.
As in for real?
No. Oh. And that's the problem. This is the kind of stuff that happens.
How about somebody posted something on social media?
Yes.
Authorities saw it and said, hey, let's lock down the town.
Now, that would have been funny. Mm-hmm. No, instead, someone posts it because they see it somewhere or they originate it wanting to fool everyone. And then everyone automatically reposts and shares it on their wall without ever actually looking into it.
That's just like email. Nobody wants to check Snopes before they forward something. Oh, Starbucks hates the military. Don Imus fell for that. Bad mouth Starbucks. Didn't even bother to check.
Mm-mm.
And then found out. Starbucks never said that.
Nope.
They're called sleeping cars on trains.
Oh, okay.
I'm still not finishing the bit.
That's fine.
Alfie, how does a guy on line 2 know what he knows?
He just heard it on sports media.
Okay, he's not going to like this. I'm Matthew.
Hey.
What do you got?
Just holding.
Oh. All right, what do you want to tell Russ when he answers the phone?
Oh, I was just going to let him know that they reported it was $30,000 for Joseph Randall's theft issue. The Cowboys fined him, of course, not the NFL.
Who reported that?
That was Michael Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser on Pardon the Interruption. And they were on at 4:30, and when something comes in, and then on the one before that, they didn't know about it yet because it wasn't a topic.
So why were you listening to that and not us?
What do you mean? I was listening to you. I watched it every day live.
You said 4:30?
Yeah, I was on at 4:30.
I'm on at 4:30. I mean, Russ is on at 4:30.
Yeah, I know you are. And I have you on my on my computer monitor with watching the show live, and then I have the PTI. show at 4:30 muted on ESPN. When it says Cowboys, I turn it up when you're on commercial.
Oh. All right, then I apologize.
No worries.
All right. Stay on hold. Keep your radio down. Russ will take a call in a minute. What, Dan?
Well done.
What is Pardon the Interruption?
It's a show on ESPN every day in the afternoon. It's,
radio?
No, TV.
Oh. Okay.
It's two sports columnists that they'll just talk about the sports news of the day. They do it quickly, and they'll argue a little bit, and then they go on to different things. And that's a good scoop on them if that's what it is. I hadn't seen that yet, the $30,000 fine on Randall.
We don't really have an inside source with the Cowboys.
No, I just follow along with Twitter or ESPN Dallas. Sometimes it will pop things up.
I mean, I'd get information when I played for the Cowboys in 79.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot. That was back when you were in the know.
Yeah.
It was also before Rich Dalrymple's time, so it makes sense you wouldn't be in the middle of all the information now.
Who's Rich Dalrymple?
He's the current head of PR for the Cowboys.
Is that the guy that fell asleep for like 20 years and woke up with a beard?
That's Rip Van Winkle.
I was struggling, dude. Is that his real name?
Rich Dalrymple, yeah.
Yeah.
And then his assistant, Scott Agulnick. Great guys.
How do you know about the show? Theirs, not ours.
The Pardon the Interruption show?
Yeah.
Because I follow sports and I've seen it before.
Okay.
It's not like I'm over
During this show?
No, I'm not watching it when we're on.
We can put it on one of the TVs in here if you want.
No, I'm actually not a fan of ESPN TV's afternoon programming stuff, which works out because I'm doing this.
Okay.
But Around the Horn, PTI, that's too much.
Kenzie, you want me to put one of the TVs in here on the Cartoon Land or whatever it's called?
Disney Channel.
What time is SpongeBob on?
I don't know. I haven't watched that in a while.
You know he's got a new movie coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
I'm going to guess a SpongeBob movie.
I like it. It says it like she doesn't believe you.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Alfie?
I believe you're right.
You're right.
They wouldn't call it that.
Why not?
Because they already had one like that.
SpongeBob movie?
Yeah, it was like SpongeBob and Patrick like saved the land or something.
Why would they save the land?
They saved the sea. They saved the fish under the sea.
That's right, because at the end, David Hasselhoff is on the beach when they come out of the ocean.
Yes.
Exclusive first look, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, coming 2015 in 3D.
Ooh, 3D.
I'm down. Some guy posted on my Facebook, it was a picture of a tire, and the rim, the wheel inside of it was pink, and it was like, you know how it's like a star? Like,
that's a great story.
Patrick was the wheel!
Man, you're like that guy on Jeopardy the other day.
What?
I don't think I kept it. There was a guy on Jeopardy the other day who just had a horrible story to tell Alex Trebek. Oh, wait, no, I do have it. Cut number one.
Alex cut him off?
No, he left him out. He hung him out to dry. A contestant on Jeopardy, I think it was a couple nights ago, told what has to be one of the stupidest stories a contestant has ever told on the show.
Dan Tran is from Boston, Massachusetts, a PhD student in physics, who you would think is very, very bright, and yet he made a strange mistake while visiting Paris once.
That's right, Alex. When I was a senior in high school, I took French in high school. We went on an exchange trip, and we arrived incredibly jet-lagged. No cappuccino could really save us in that regard. And during an open-air tour bus tour in Paris, I looked up and I said to my friends, hey, you know, the moon looks pretty bright today. And they just turned to me. It's like, Dan, it's not the moon. It's like, it's the sun. It's like, no, guys, it's the sun. But then, you know, it turned out it was actually the sun and not the moon. And I still confuse it nowadays.
Just tell people, the windows were heavily tinted in the bus.
The
That was actually very much the internet's reaction.
What was he trying to say?
He was trying to say he was so jet-lagged that when he went outside, he thought the sun was the moon.
Okay. He lost perspective on time.
Yes.
Jet lag, international timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Gets up. Hey, my watch says it's 10 o'clock at night. God! You would think, because they go through a screening process of, okay, what story would you like to tell Alex? They would have had him clean that up.
Mm-hmm. Shorten it so much.
All I know is we got on a plane going to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew something's up. We passed the Red River. I'm going, well, you don't get to Paris in 20 minutes.
No. That's not right.
We're not there yet. Well, we got to be close. We just flew over 40. I saw the Statue of Liberty.
Well, we got it there 5 minutes until we're there, right?
Yeah, I think I would have stopped him in the middle one. You know, these stories are meant to give a little insight about who you are. This really makes you sound stupid, so I go ahead and shut the f*** up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you want, I'll put it in the form of a question.
Yeah.
What is shut the
See, I wonder if whoever screens the contestants, one
got
of the
fired.
Producers. Okay, that as well. But I wonder if maybe Alex had done something to piss him or her off to where he's like, he heard the story and said, don't change a thing.
tell Alex's story. I love this.
Yeah, this is, he loves drawn out stories with chock full of pointless information.
And he loves it when people are still confused years and years after the event happened.
And don't forget to throw in plenty of ums and uhs. It helps build tension and drama while you're telling the story.
Plus, it'll help you in the overall scheme of the game because the other two contestants will think you're a bona fide dumb. Get out there.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, I would have lost my patience.
And that would have been understandable.
I couldn't tell if it was a son. No, it turned out, well, later, come to find out. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was saying. I thought it was a moon, but it was really bright. Turned out to be the sun wearing sunglasses.
And that stood out to you?
Yeah.
And why is that?
It had a logo underneath it that said Sunday 97. Go ahead.
This is quick. This is cut six. You two, the band, did a question and answer session on Facebook yesterday, and this is a video thing, and they had a fan, or maybe not a fan, ask them a very important question that we've all been wondering.
This is from Harriet Madeline Jobson to Bono. Can you please never release an album on iTunes that automatically downloads to people's playlists ever again? It's really rude.
Oops. I'm sorry about that.
That had to be... I haven't heard this clip. If he owns up to it, said, this was all us, stand-up thing to do.
Okay.
Had he said, hey, iTunes paid us for the album. They bought the album. They wanted you to have it on your device. Isn't that the way it worked? Yes. iTunes paid for it.
Yes. Yeah, they gave you two $100 million.
So, really?
Yeah.
So, had he blamed it, that was a deal. We didn't know that no one would want it. We wouldn't have done it that way. I consider that that's a sidestep. Had he said, you know, it's our ego. We want everybody to have it. You put out an album, you get $100 million for it, you damn well want everybody to have it.
Yeah. Well, let's hear
it. I know that got a little confusing, but...
I follow you.
We'll see who he blames.
There you go.
It's a beautiful idea. Mona got carried away with themselves. Artists are prone to that kind of thing. Drop of megalomania, touch of generosity, dash of self-promotion, and deep fear that these songs that we poured our life into over the last few years mightn't be heard. There's a lot of noise out there. I guess we got a little noisy ourselves to get through it.
Good save. And he worked in a couple of them, you know, a dash of generosity. Mm-hmm. And we thought people would want to hear music that we poured our lives into.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we were f-ing wrong.
Yep. It is nice to...
Is anybody playing the new YouTube album? YouTube album?
I haven't seen it since that situation.
I mean, who would play it in our chain?
Edge.
The Edge?
Mm-hmm.
Are they playing it?
I haven't heard it.
And I would think Kiss might, and now, 102.9.
Dude, don't go into this.
So yeah, in our chain, yeah, they're The Edge, Now, and Kiss.
No.
Okay.
We've been through the Now thing.
All right. I'm just over here fishing. It's up to you whether or not you take the bait.
It's too complicated. I think we completed it once.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially when we got to, all right, who's on Now?
No, no. Who was on Lone Star?
Thank you. That was our final punchline.
And then we retired the bit. So you were right. You two actually came out, and Bono said, yeah, it was a little bit of megalomania. We shouldn't have done it. But
it was a nice balance of, hey, we were just trying to be generous.
Well, yeah, shut up. You got $100 million for it. Don't put generous in the sentence there.
Although he does a lot of charity work and donates a lot of his own money.
He does, and he is absolutely generous outside of that. But this generous, of all the generous things he has done and is responsible for, this is not one that I would first mention in his lineage.
Yeah, when Kenzie found out it was on her phone.
Oh.
cheap. Even though it wasn't really on your phone, it was available for download.
Well, mine started magically downloading from in my car driving, listening to my awesome rap playlist I have. All of a sudden, I hear you two. And it sucks.
I'd really like to hear what's stored on her phone.
No kidding. What was on your what's on your rap list?
I have a small thing for ghetto rap.
I'd be real careful with how you use certain words.
What is ghetto rap?
It's oh man. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. I didn't mean any. Ignore that comment. Okay. Just everybody listening, scratch that.
Okay. Why have to be scratched?
The rap like okay.
Was the moon out?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Everman Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back I-20. In Arlington, westbound I-20 right at Matlock. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Collins Street. Let's move into Plano. Southbound 75 right at Spring Creek. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up into Allen back from Exchange Parkway. In Garland, eastbound I-30, right at Broadway Beltline, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up all the way back to Motley. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at 2nd Avenue, still got that accident there blocking the right lane. This one has traffic backed up all the way through the downtown canyon back from Hampton Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear and cool tonight, 56 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 89 for the high. Right now, 83 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Every story on the networks right now for Ebola.
Yup.
Governor Perry was on CBS just now. Fox 4 is carrying some time. Oh, that's Mayor Rawlings.
Yeah, he was just on CNN with Wolf Blitzer during that last commercial break.
What did he have to say?
He actually brought up an interesting point. He said everything that's happened since the first patient was diagnosed, Mr. Duncan, everything outside of the hospital has been handled pretty much like a slam dunk. However, things that went on inside the hospital, it seems like they went for more of a layup. And we're trying to figure out how to best correct that. And then after it's all done, we'll take a look. His words were, we'll do a postmortem and figure out what went wrong. But in the meantime, we're hoping, and you know, we're pulling for these. He said, I'm pulling for these ladies who are our newest patients who had helped Mr. Duncan.
Well, they were caught pretty quick.
Yeah.
Duncan had a lag time because he came in. They went, okay, take this and go home. From what we know.
Yes.
Look at that Channel 4's video stream locked up. That's what you get for using free text dot cameras. Tight asses.
I think they have the big logo on there. It says no video stream.
I'm going to guess that's what TxDOT pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what anybody else can say about this, short of none of it was intentional. We're trying.
Right.
Doing the best we can.
Yeah, but at right now, though, it's 5:30, so all the network news, you got ABC, CBS, you know, all the big wig news guys got to get their official stories in for everything that's happened since the last time they were on the air. They have, because they're treating this like all this information is new.
Alfie, Rob hasn't tried calling the hotline, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Because he made it sound like, did you hear this earlier, Dr. Thornton?
No.
Rob, our old producer,
mm-hmm.
who is now into preparing for the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
He called. I won't play all of them. I'll play the first one. He called earlier today. It was about 1 o'clock.
Hey, I need to find out what time you're going to be at the station today. I'm hooked up with the cleaning guys, the biohazard team. All this Ebola stuff. Just give me a call back and let me know what time you're going to be at the station, because I want to come up there. And I want to make sure that you understand what this Ebola is about and what we got to do to keep you safe, all right? See ya.
And then there were another 3 messages stating about the same thing. Just his plan.
Got to play with the one with the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, I think that was the second one.
Hey, man, we're not getting the truth from the news or anybody else. And I want to make sure that you're safe. I know you hate it when I get like this, but this Ebola is no f***ing joke, man. This shit is about to f***ing blow up, and we're just sitting there. People are just taking the news and going, oh, it's okay. It's, you know, you can only get it by bodily fluids, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, let me know when you're going to be there so we can come down and start talking to you, get everything situated at the station and everything else. And then, obviously, you know, I want to get your house cleaned, and so call me back. Let me know. Bye. I love you, man. Blah, 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 blah.
And the last message said, I'm heading up there. The last one, he actually starts crying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm just going to come up to the station. I'll see you in a bit. I love you, man. And it's the only reason I'm doing this. This is no joke. This Ebola stuff. I'm telling you, man. Just go with me on this, all right? I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
See, Kenzie, even Dr. Thornton laughed at Rob.
I can't laugh at. I mean, I understand, but I feel bad for him. I mean, he's like really, really fearful right now.
He sounds really.
And he needs like a hug and a Xanax or something. Like he seems, he's so wound up. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. He seems really, really excited to me. Really happy.
Because there's something to substantiate mm-hmm. his paranoia.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes.
I never would have thought of it that way.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, it's not only his livelihood right now, but it's also his hobby.
Yep.
I'm surprised nobody from engineering or programming. I don't know who all Rob called. He said he called engineering, program director. I guess he got voicemail for everybody. You call Patrick Davis, you get voicemail.
Yep.
You call Don Davis, you get some type of forest mail. Foot mail. Never mind. Because everybody's got to check their messages. And you know, Rob doesn't just call one. He called me 4 times today saying, in essence, the same thing.
Yeah.
He actually called me twice.
What did he say to you?
He's trying to get a hold of program director and engineering.
Did you talk to him live? Or
No, he left a couple of voicemails, and he said essentially the same thing. He very, very concerned about you, and he was adamant that I get him PD and engineering.
I know what he's doing.
What?
He mentioned it in one of his voicemails, but what he's doing is he's telling them that you're, in essence, for safety reasons, going to broadcast from your house. Okay,
I got that.
Right. The reason why he's not here right now is probably because he's already outfitting your home. He's already cleaning it. He's already brought in food along with other types of supplies, hazmat suits, whatever. I think he's in the process of prepping your house, and then he'll deal with the broadcasting stuff whenever they call him back. Yeah. But at the very least, he'll have your house ready by the time you get home.
Maybe the outside, but not the inside, because if he sets off the alarm right now, he's probably got a Frisco Tahoe parked on his head.
Maybe he called Frisco.
Frisco's not going to let him in.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I don't even know. I don't even mean my house. I'm thinking the city limits.
Okay.
I know all the officers on my beat. They're not going to let somebody in. I got to prepare his house for Ebola and anthrax. We don't like either one. Especially hate anthrax. Now put your head under the Tahoe. Don't you like tase me first? Not here. We just back over heads. I doubt he's at my house. He may be waiting on me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would think my house would be contaminated.
I don't
I don't think
he thinks it would be contaminated, but he sees
he
it
wants
as,
to clean it.
He sees it as a precaution. I'll just clean the house just in case. That way we know. And then anyone.
And then he wants to order outside food. Hey, we can order food. Well, you don't know if that's been contaminated. You don't know who's come in contact with the people delivering the food.
What food did he say he was going to have brought in?
Food. He just said food.
When he said food, I assumed he meant his survival food that he's got in buckets.
Yeah. He said we would have, I think he said food delivered.
Probably from a survival food company.
Hey, how come nobody at your f***ing radio station will call me?
Jump ahead.
The guys can still do stuff from the studio if you want, but I got a perfect idea for setting it up. Mm-hmm. But nobody will f***ing call me back. This Ebola s***, it's bad, dude. I got specialists. You don't think it's coming for me and I'm all hyped up and crazy and everything. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, shoot them an email or shoot your program director to see when we can start broadcasting at the house. All right?
All right. I don't know which voicemail it was. There were too many. But he just made it. He said food delivered.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, that sounds like a hole in your plan because most of his stuff is like the NASA freeze-dried, ready-to-eat meals.
Yeah, or MRE, yeah, just whatever. But he also has the buckets of food that you add water to, and look, you get mac and cheese.
Does he sell the buckets of food, too?
I'm pretty sure. He's got it on his website.
Wait, what?
Buckets of food.
Explain that.
It would be bucket.
Of food.
Dan.
Why do you expect more out of Dan than me?
He said bucket of food, you add water, and then you have mac and cheese.
So then you got
a bucket, you put water in, and you get mac and cheese. That's what I took from
Nobody
that.
Said anything about mac and cheese. We just said you get a bucket
of food.
Don't you like food?
Yes. Dan said mac and cheese.
Did you say mac and cheese?
I did. What I said was in the bucket of food, you add water to it, the pouch that's in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
You add water to it because it's all dry stuff, and then you've got mac and cheese.
One pouch per bucket?
Yes, one pouch will make probably 5 gallons.
Okay.
Would you enjoy that?
Yes.
It's survival mac and cheese.
Family size.
I want to know more about this mac and cheese.
How come nobody ever told me about this mac and cheese stuff?
I just wanted to know.
Who's been sitting on this?
Oh, it's Ebola.
I think it's Kraft, really.
A bucket of Kraft? Let's do it. Yeah.
It's like Stoner died and went to heaven. Oh my God, it's a bucket of mac and cheese. God. There's a little halo around it.
All we need now are some roofies and we got a rave. God damn.
Okay. Last Wednesday, a man in Philadelphia got kicked off a plane by people. Anyway, got kicked off a plane by people in hazmat suits after he thought it'd be funny to say he'd been to Africa and had Ebola. Turned out he was not sick and hadn't been to Africa, but he got escorted off anyway. There are some other things, though, that you should not say on a plane.
You get kicked off of a plane just for looking at somebody the wrong way, and I'm not being facetious. You piss off a stewardess and they don't like you, or you piss off the pilot, you're off that bitch.
Yep, that's actually number 4.
Oh, is there a list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other things you shouldn't say on a plane because you might get kicked off. One is anything rude about the crew. Back in July, a man in Denver tweeted about how rude a gate agent was and got kicked off the plane for it.
Then, you can't do that. Yeah, think we can. We paid for the planes. We pay for the people to fly it. We don't like you. We can refuse you service just on being an a-hole.
Yeah. Then they wouldn't let him or his kids reboard until he deleted it because the agent said the tweet made her feel threatened.
And you can't really challenge any of that.
No.
It's like on a job app. If you're white and you write down that you're black, nobody can ask you. This says you're black.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, say it. You don't really look. Say it.
Oh, yeah.
There are just certain things that they can't challenge you on.
Right. Something else is, most of us know, the word bomb. Just like Ben Stiller's character in Meet the Parents, you can get kicked off a plane for saying it. Last year, a man with Tourette syndrome was not allowed on a flight in D.C. because he couldn't stop saying the word bomb. He had a note from his doctor, but it didn't matter. In that case,
it should have if it said, hey, he has a propensity to say, bomb. They look at it ahead of time. They decide if they let him on or not.
Yeah, but they still have to consider the other passengers. He stood in line waiting on the plane and said bomb over 100 times.
Okay, did they actually let him get past boarding?
That was while he was waiting to board, so I don't think he was...
Okay.
Also, anything about an explosion, which is obviously similar to bomb, but a while back a German got in trouble when he told the flight attendant he had to use the bathroom because he was going to blow up.
I was just about to say that. What if I told somebody I had the explosive shit?
Yeah. In Germany, people say that when they really need to use the bathroom, but the flight attendant didn't know what he meant. Also, don't say anything about terrorists. Last year, a man who runs a blog called Live and Let's Fly was on a flight from Newark to Istanbul, and it was a new plane. So he took a few photos of the cabin. Then a flight attendant told him he wasn't allowed to. So he stopped, explained that he's a blogger, and said, I hope you didn't think I was a terrorist, which he told the pilot about and kicked him right off the flight. And finally.
Okay, the zero tolerance thing doesn't always work. It's like kids in school, you know, doing the finger pistol thing, mm-hmm. playing back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, they want to shoot somebody. Obviously, you have to be concerned, but if you're around that kid enough, you know what his propensities are. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here on Wednesday, Sergeant Fenton.
And finally, any jokes about the pilot being drunk? Just last week, a flight in Philadelphia...
they're always drunk.
No, they're not.
Okay.
A flight in Philadelphia was delayed after a woman made a joke, and the pilot... had to take a sobriety test. Then a woman who tweeted about it was not allowed to board because the pilot and flight attendants didn't like that she posted photos of them online.
Alfie won't fly with me anymore because I always get kicked off.
Why are you getting kicked off?
I don't know. Sometimes my pants fall down.
Oh.
You can control that.
I cannot. I tried to make the best of the situation. I went, all right, my pants are down. Who wants some shit? Nobody took me up on it.
Oh.
Pilots left the cockpit door open one time. I sprayed some breast milk.
That's horrible for electronics.
We were flying one time at night.
Mm-hmm.
I opened up the little window thing.
Yeah.
And there was a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And I see this big cock on the wing.
A what?
This big cock trying to tear the engine apart.
No way.
I swear to God, it was Foghorn Leghorn.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Suddenlink. Let's get started off in Dallas, east on I-30, right at 2nd Avenue. Still got that accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up through the downtown canyon all the way back from Hampton Road. Also in Garland, eastbound I-30, right at Broadway Beltline, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. This one involving three vehicles. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Motley. Into Plano, eastbound of the Bush, right at Preston Road, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Marsh. In the Plano-Frisco border kind of area, northbound 121, just after Ohio, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the tollway. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Everman Parkway, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-20. Listen to Cindy's call tomorrow morning for your very last chance to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball with the meet and greet passes. Tomorrow morning at 7:25, details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Meritage Homes. Clear and cool tonight, 56 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 89. Right now, 83. For 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'll forward it the next time the chick emails me. As many times as she's sent an email, you'd think I'd remember her name. But she contends that I'm speaking to her through the legal IDs. Wow. When I push it and I say, in Black Thunder.
Ooh. Mm.
And the problem is, when I do it, that's all I can think about is this chick getting wet because I'm introducing Alfie in a fake helicopter.
Women are attracted to, you know, passion, drive, ambition. And you exude those things when you do the legal ID. That's the only thing I can think of as to reason why it's getting her off.
You do rock the ID, you got to admit.
Okay, see? We're not the only ones.
It's not rocking it. What are you laughing at, Kenzie?
Alfie in a fake helicopter.
And this chick knows it's a fake helicopter. It's not like she sent an email and go, I figured you guys out.
Which we get on occasion.
There's no way he could be in a helicopter and then be in the studio, you know, 4 minutes later. You got me now. And it's not even that nutty Barb chick sends an email. This chick actually apologizes every time she sends an email. I know you're tired of hearing about this. But when you say Black Thunder.
Splat.
Yeah. Oh, no, not in my car again. Don't say Black Thunder. Oh.
I bet she's hot.
You know, this.
You mean attractive?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, actually.
Well, you meant it.
Now, I was going to say, there are always an exception.
Yeah.
And you just assume all of them are John Carpenter creatures.
And they all, that whatever they are, John Carpenter is in front of it.
Yeah. There's got to be one. The problem is, I'm not that interested. I don't want to know. I like the mystery. It's the ones that take the mystery out of it and scare me. It's like, think Jaws. More of a mystery because they didn't show the shark until well into the movie.
Yes.
Same thing as this. I can just assume you're good looking until you show me different. Hey, Chloe could be right. This could be a chick that doesn't fall the normal realm of our... of our creatures.
Of our of extras from the Thriller video.
Yeah. You guys number one in creatures, 18 to 54.
Hell yeah.
Bet we are.
I don't even need a rating service to tell us that.
Yeah.
I just got to go through Russ's email.
I just don't know what I don't get. I'll be done with this in a second. Is how you get hyper-focused on something like that. Oh, I got to get it in my car. It's almost the top of the hour. I know that's when he does a legal ID, and he's going to say, Black Thunder.
Well, I can't give you her reasoning. I can just tell you that different people latch on to any show for various reasons. Like, some people may listen to the show because they just love Alfie.
So why do we get here early and write anything? Why not just get on the air and talk deep and cackle? The cackle's Alfie.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think Kenzie always has the great stories about she doesn't remember. Like, and then this. No, wait, that wasn't me. Okay, great recollection.
Because outside of that, there are people that still listen for just, you know, for the actual content, for the things that happen to and for us.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, some people are going to...
I would think nothing would surprise me at this point.
Right. Maybe that's just the one little thing that she likes. She might like the show overall, but that's just the thing that sends her over the edge.
All right, I don't listen to anybody else short of KRLD, and I know they do their legal IDs live.
Okay.
Does anybody else?
No.
Almost every other station in this market is recorded legal ID.
Yes.
Is it a huge issue? No. But I'd like some reassurance that somebody's live in that studio just in case something happens and they'll tell me about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think the voice guy is going to call me at home and go, hey, guess what just happened?
No, he's not. No, definitely not.
And what was the other thing? The AC/DC thing.
Oh, yeah, when you back-sold AC/DC.
You never tell us what song just played.
I'm sure there's some girl out there somewhere that loves when you talk up a post.
I never do that here.
I know, but on occasion we've played your old air checks. And I think a couple of times we were doing mornings, you played around with it to see if you still could.
Oh, you give me a good 15-second intro, I'll talk that bitch up.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean.
If it's anything other than that, over 15, a little iffy. 15, bitch is mine.
Yeah. I've heard recently, because my wife will listen to country, and they love to talk up the intros. And there's some that are 45, 50 seconds long. I know, because I'm counting. And I'm thinking, they're going to talk
they
up.
They don't.
I swear to God. They're talking up the whole intro. They see it as a personal challenge. So then when they crash, that means when they talk over the lyrics and miss the post, I just point at my radio and laugh and say, ha ha, you messed up.
Blew it slick, had exactly. 50 seconds, and missed.
Right, 50 seconds, and you still went over.
The normal rule of thumb is there's always some type of musical post, whether it's horns, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Long before the vocals come in.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Are you learning
to go
anything,
to that.
Kenzie?
Yeah.
What'd we just say?
Well, y'all were talking about how people go over when the song starts and they're doing the intro.
Mm-hmm. And when you stop talking and they start singing, what is that called?
Now that I didn't catch.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses?
No.
She ain't gonna have any.
I was staring at the TriCaster like hardcore.
It's like when we brought up the term backsell last week.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. You've been in the studio for how many months? I asked the wrong person. Dan, do you know how long she's been here?
Since March, February?
Yeah.
Almost the entire year.
Now, granted, we don't bring up backsell that often.
We do not.
But it's a term that people do use in radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've almost spent a year together.
Not quite, Slick.
Almost. I'm going to get Slick tattooed on me. Since you always call me that.
What if I changed your nickname? Would you get that instead?
What do you want? What do you want to change?
It's shorter than Slick.
Four letters?
You bet.
No! Nope.
You
no.
like hard consonants?
No. No.
It's an attention getter, that's for sure.
No.
Chloe, what did you just load up?
A song you could possibly talk up.
What is it?
Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
That's 12, 13-second intro.
Hang on.
I got Metallica Whiskey in the Jar if you want.
I don't like that one.
You're right. 13 seconds.
What's it called?
Walk This Way.
No, when you go over.
Dan, let me see your weather.
Oh, here you go.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
How do they start it here? All I remember is all hit.
You know what? Go with what you know.
Yeah.
But then if you want, I'll give you what we're supposed to say.
Okay. All hit. 97.1 KEGL. Eagle weather for Dallas-Fort Worth. Clear and 56 tonight. Sunny, 89 by tomorrow. 97 now at 97.1 the Eagle. Miss that bit. Although technically I hit it.
You did.
That was good.
You patted just
had
a hair.
Had I thrown in a, come on!
Yeah.
I could have still hit it.
97.9 and 104.5 do that all the time.
Like talk up the post?
Every song almost. Every song.
To make you wet?
No.
You don't like jocks talking?
No. Not that
you,
way.
You know where you're sitting, right? Mm-hmm.
This is ground zero for jocks talking. I've seen the Eagle Facebook page. Not everyone's on board, but most of them are.
Hmm?
What?
We got so bad at talking up the post, we just started dropping the entire song.
Mm-hmm. Figured that bitch out. Ha ha! We think outside the box.
I don't mind it.
Didn't step on the vocals that time, because you dropped the song.
Take that, program director.
All right. What else we got?
All right. I've also got, on Grand Avenue, a block away from the state fairgrounds, Greg Adams was attacked. He said, all of a sudden, I heard this, freeze, mofo! And I turned around and saw this guy behind me. I saw he had a bottle in his hand. The Mesquite resident said he had left the fair for a few minutes to run to a nearby dollar store for some contact lens solution.
Mm-mm.
What?
Left the fairgrounds to go buy something?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm? What do you mean, mm-mm?
It's like going to Club Med in Cancun. You don't step off the property. The natives are good.
Well... He said that's when at least three men jumped him. He said, I turned around to run, and that's when he hit me on the back of my head. I fell down to the ground. Adams said the men kept hitting him and split his head open. Adams was rushed to Baylor University Medical Center after he crawled over and found a police officer who called for help. He ended up with eight...
You know what? Cops are not just on the fairgrounds.
They're all around it.
The perimeter as well.
However, they can't be everywhere, and three criminals waited until this guy was... susceptible, and
I'm still taking a big chance, thinking, all right, cops won't be looking this way right now. And even if they're not looking as you flee, still got a chance when I'm just going to pick you up.
True. But that didn't happen in this case.
Got it.
Adams got 8 to 10 staples in his head. The robbers stole his wallet and cell phone. The same night, they bought $120 worth of dart passes.
Never mind.
And used
I was about to say, maybe they're from out of town.
Okay.
But you wouldn't buy local transit coupons if you were from out of town.
And they used his phone nearly 50 times. They don't say what they did. Adams said he's frustrated because so far nothing has been done on his case. No detectives have contacted him.
Does he think he's got the only robbery case in Dallas over the past week?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
He said, I went by there Friday afternoon to the police headquarters, and they hadn't even assigned the case yet, and they haven't even written a report. DPD Major Jeff Cotner with the Crimes Against Persons Division issued a statement saying the Dallas Police Department is aware Mr. Greg Adams is a robbery victim. Robbery detectives are in the process of contacting him. The circumstances surrounding any delay are under investigation. Cases like this are usually assigned within 24 to 48 hours, but there are a lot of officers on assignment at the fair, and they monitor crimes very closely.
And you're talking about Texas OU weekend. Is that about?
This was before that.
Oh.
Greg Adams wants to know why Dallas police haven't started looking for the bottle-wielding man who attacked and robbed him last week in the shadow of the fair.
Possibly the confidence level is high. Cops know that chances are they're going to find this guy on a dart bus.
Or the rail.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They bought coupons. You know how they're getting back and forth. I have nothing else to contribute.
Okay. I would just like to point out that I understand you're upset and what he went through is awful. But there's not a whole lot of information you can give to the officers. You said three men attacked you with a bottle. What kind of physical description can you give them?
They hit me hard, so they were hard-hitting guys.
Okay, we'll be sure to keep an eye out for that on the street. I think, unfortunately, there are just some crimes that police just don't have enough to go on. And it sucks. It's awful, but...
Well, normally the perps don't just hang around waiting to be interviewed.
No.
It's not like, Blue Bloods, where somehow they always find the perp, and Danny Reagan gets them into the room, whatever they call it.
No, interrogation room?
Yeah. And sweats it out of them. Most of them flee. So what do you think the cops are going to do? Unless there's a way to trace the phone calls. Cops seem to be big on checking into iPhones.
Yeah.
Look into this one. What have they spent so far? How much on DART?
$120 in DART passes.
How many phone calls?
Over 50.
Say, were they called?
No. That's where hopefully, now that is one thing where he has a very valid point. You would think, hey, maybe something can be traced here depending on what they called. On the other hand, they may have called, sex line numbers.
If there's a common number in there. the guy's right. There are things to look into, but you're also talking about a major metropolitan city.
Yeah.
There's more than just one robbery that goes on a month. There are the things that fall on their priorities. And they took my phone and how much cash?
They just took the dart passes? They just took the wallet and bought $120 worth of dart passes.
Maybe it was a state fair game you didn't know about.
Hit the honky?
Is he white?
Yes.
Were the perps black?
Oh, I don't know.
No. Whack a honky.
It's pretty terrible.
We just wait for the white head to come in and out.
Mm-hmm. Bam, got it. Yeah, that's bad. A new study out of Open University in Israel found that childbirth is not as painful as women say it is.
I knew it.
It is extremely painful at certain times. No one's
arguing
that.
How do we know?
But the researchers say women tend to forget the times during labor when it's not quite as painful and just remember the extreme pain peaks.
What a stunning development.
When women think back on giving birth, they focus
on... Think about life in general and relationships. Dr. Thornton, like the ding-dong in here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Go ahead, Dan.
See what you did? When women think back on giving birth, they focus on the most painful parts, and over time, they feel like the entire birth process was at that peak level.
What a f***ing stunner.
In the study, women rated the birth process less painful.
I'm surprised they don't argue with the doctors for 45 minutes. I'm not in labor. Yeah, I think you are. I am not. You won't listen to me. Look, just because it's Friday night and I just came on duty doesn't mean we got to argue about this for 45 minutes.
In the study, women rated the birth process less painful 2 days after their delivery than they did when the researchers asked them again 2 months later.
You want to talk to the guy who got hit in the head outside the state fair?
Absolutely.
Let me see the story.
It is this one here.
Alfie, did you verify anything?
I can't verify much. I can't think of anything that was in the story other than the guy's name. He says it's a different amount that was stolen from him, though.
Okay.
I don't think I ever got the exact amount.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Adams.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just heard my name on there. Figured I have to call in and correct some of these mistakes.
Hang on, I'm looking at the story. Who was the guy you talked to with the Dallas Police Department and the Crimes Against Persons Division?
I think his name was Charles Jones.
That's not even close.
Well, the guy you're talking about is the media contact.
Oh, okay. All right, so what happened?
Well, I was walking over there to the Family Dollar to go get some eye drops, some contact solution for my contacts, and it was on the way back that they just came out of nowhere and said, "Hey, mofo." You know, I turned around and saw they had a bottle in his hand. I kind of laughed at him. Probably didn't help. But I turned around, and next thing I know, I got whacked over the head. And he hit me pretty hard because I think he broke the bottle the first time, because he hit me a second time, too.
Yeah, because it's not like in the movies to where they're breakaway bottles. What kind of bottle was it?
I don't know. It looked like a big brown beer bottle for all I could tell.
Could you tell how many ounces it might have been?
Better.
It might have been your standard 12-ouncer. I'm not sure.
I don't know. If they hit you twice with it, probably a few more ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a couple.
And they took your wallet and your phone?
Yeah, they got me down. They got my checkbook with my driver's license, my gun license, a bunch of fair tickets, and they took my phone too. Yeah,
and I guess you were lucky. The state fair won't allow. I don't think they'll allow a handgun in. So that was that why you didn't have your gun license? Your gun?
They do allow them in.
So why didn't you have it?
I didn't feel like carrying it. It's too damn heavy. Because I was gonna ride some rides, so I figured I might as well. There's enough cops in there.
So were you? Did you actually make it into the Dollar General or wherever it was?
No, because I got a call from my fiance that I was about to miss the Starlight Parade or whatever, so I was wrong.
No, you still caught it.
That, Russ, that's mean.
Thank you. And they were just waiting outside. How far away, after the attack, how far away was a Dallas police officer?
Oh, God, they weren't even nowhere near where I could sit for any. They weren't doing patrols around anything where I was. I mean, I saw about two or three blocks from the median where they crossed over to the front entrance of the fair.
Were you going to say something, Dan?
Dan, I was just trying to figure where he was off of Grand Avenue. It sounds like he was a couple of blocks away, so that makes
sense. It was on the side, across the railroad tracks closest to the entrance of the fair. So I was, you know, probably a couple of blocks from the intersection.
Was this anywhere near, this should narrow it down, anywhere near a guy with a flag waving you into his driveway?
he was a little bit down.
I got
a
break here.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for him. The thing that would piss me off is at least tell him something.
Right.
You know, if he goes and talks to the, what does it say, the Crimes Against Persons Division.
Yeah.
Tell him, look, there's a lot of things going on. You're on the blotter. This is going to come up at the beginning of the next watch. We'll tell him about this. We'll say, be careful out there. Let him go. So we'll either give it to Hooker or Zemed.
And you better pray for Zemed. Because even if they don't find anybody, you can at least look at him.
I am curious why it's taken more than
because this has got to be
a couple of days to assign somebody to the offense.
I think from when this happened, let's see, was it October 8th?
I don't know. Keep talking and I'll tell you.
I think it was October 8th that it actually happened.
So even if you... Well, you can't even say, well, you know, it's going to be a couple of business days.
Actually,
the Dallas Police Department doesn't work under business days.
Actually, it might be October 6th when it happened. So I'm looking at their Facebook from when his fiance actually posted the photos. So
are there pictures of Greg on there?
Yeah. You want to see one of his head?
I'll look at it during the break. Is it
one, two,
pretty
three,
bad?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so far 8 staples in the back of his noggin.
Yeah, you get 8 staples. That's more than a 12-ounce.
That's a 40.
You know, Webb's trying, really?
Kinsey.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75, heard at Carruth Haven, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Sorry. Also, in Garland, eastbound I-30, right at Broadway Beltline, got an accident there with the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Motley. Move into Plano, eastbound on the bush, right at Preston Road, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Old Denton Road. On the Plano-Frisco border, northbound 121, just after Ohio, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from the tollway. And finally, in Allen, southbound 75, just after Stacy Road, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Tonight, clear and cool, overnight low 56, sunny tomorrow, high of 89. Right now, it is 81 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Dr. Thornton, did you want to go back to the story about chicks and childbirth?
I just had one point, and that was that it makes sense to me that there would be less of a perception of pain 2 days after the birth, or less focus on that because you're in love. You know, you've got your baby. You've just been through this, you know, this wonderful
event. Would you still be on pain meds?
Well, that too. You know, you might have some residual relief from that, but two months later, this kid's puking and pooping and is screaming and, you know, that hurt.
I don't know. It's just the whole concept with women forgetting things and letting it go.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I would think it would be the opposite. That as time goes on, they forget about the pain more because then they want to go and then have another child. So you would think the farther away they get from the actual birth, they see all the positives of that of having the child and they forget about the traumatic side of it.
You could be right that 2 months may be a sweet spot for the, you know, remembering it painfully.
You think there's a possible honeymoon period after childbirth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the maintenance on a kid or postpartum or really anything. That's why I think dogs are like the perfect beast. Get a puppy. Really all you got to worry about is teaching them to pee outside, which obviously I failed, and get past them chewing up stuff. And there's nothing else, really. You don't have to send them to college. The love is always that there's no way to measure it. If somebody said, I'm going to sell you something that will love you forever, regardless of what you do. Well, how much would that be? Like millions?
Mm-hmm.
$200. That's a damn deal. How many of them can I have? As many as you choose.
Well, there are some restrictions.
Nobody's ever stopped me.
You're fine. City of Dallas, I think the max is 6.
Who told you this?
City of Dallas.
Who are they to decide how many dogs you can have? Is there a number on cats?
I'm not sure if, I think if, I forget how that plays into it.
But is it different than dogs?
I said it, I'm not sure how it plays into it. I know you have 6 animals. I don't know if that's, I know it's 6 dogs. I think it's 6
dogs. I bet
they
let you have more cats.
They might. I don't know if it's just 6 or if it's a combination of the two.
Cats should be the same as dogs. Unless you're talking about who survives in a post-apocalyptic world.
No, but the city of Dallas does have a limit on how many pets you can have.
Ah, good luck.
Well, that doesn't mean everyone's going to follow. But the city also says you have to register your animal with the city that it had its rabies shot. So that's how they're able to somehow track.
There's a problem with that. It's
right.
Like asking sex offenders to register.
That's exactly correct.
Well, if I don't get my animals rabies shot, they ain't going to know. Okay, I know it's off the topic. But I still think animals for the money are the best deal. Well, there's not a personal bond. Well, there is with me. Something doesn't have to come from my wife's womb, as if, for me to feel some type of bond with it. If I'm stupid enough to go and check on a bunny rabbit in the middle of the road that I saw 2 hours earlier, I can love an animal that's been in my house, love it like my blood.
Right.
My girlfriend yesterday was saying,
it's always about you.
If I had 1 minute that I could spend with someone I've lost, my father, you know, my nephew, you know, dearest friend.
If people could see where you're going with this, you've taken too long.
It'd be my dog.
Okay. Did she explain why?
Loved that dog. I mean, dog loved her like nobody else. And, you know, I was sitting in the room. I had a feeling if I'd said, what about me if I died? It'd be the dog, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to challenge him. No. Something like that.
Yeah. Actually, Tara and I talked about that randomly like a week ago. I said, when I die, I hope the first person that welcomes me to heaven is my first dog. Mm-hmm. Loved her. She was my dog from the time I was 1 until she died 12 years later.
So you don't want... Okay, I understand that one.
You saw my way out of it, didn't you?
Yeah. I've already said I'm not going to be allowed in heaven. Okay, that was a safe one. What are you going to do when Russ says, well, why would you want to see him first? Because he said he ain't going to that. He said 2 things he ain't going to, heaven and Freaker's Ball.
And you know what? I take the man at his word.
He's always been honest with me. Yeah.
I have no reason to start questioning it now.
Chloe, why do you want me? He handed me the note a couple hours ago. Chloe did. Why do you want me to ask Dr. Thornton about the bunny?
Because you've been so puzzled about that on and off of the air.
He's not puzzled. He's torn up about it. He's fraught with
guilt. I'm not torn up.
Yeah, you're fraught with guilt.
I think one of the listeners had called and said, we have this affinity for baby anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story yet, Dr. Thornton?
No, I don't.
Dan, can you tell this quicker than me?
The other night, He was driving home, saw a little bunny in the middle of the road. He got
my development.
In his development. Mm-hmm. So
that's important because there's not a lot of traffic.
Right. Okay. Sorry. So in the road with not much traffic, Russ gets out, sees his little baby bunny. It's not moving, not running away. He just kind of nudges it with his foot off to the side of the road, gets in the car, goes home. 2 hours later, he's still thinking about the bunny, goes back to check on it, and it's gone. But he still feels guilty because he still doesn't know exactly what happened to the rabbit.
I know there was no... There was nothing furry and flat in the road. There was no blood stain. So my guess is it got off the road or mama whatever.
Mama hawk?
I don't know.
Or it just scurried away.
Possibly. My concern was, is there some type of evaluation I need where I can't let something like that go? Because I go back home, laying on the couch. It's about 10:30. I think I passed. It was dark the entire time when I saw the thing in the road. And it was a bunny about the size of a, if it was balled up, a grapefruit. Mm-hmm. So it's still a baby.
Yeah.
For the most part. When I got home, why couldn't I let that go?
That's the best part of you, Russ. Don't ever let that die on you, man.
I'm sorry, Russ.
You knew that's where this was going to go. Man. And I mean bad.
See what you did, Chloe?
Oh, man. There ain't going to be no level that I can't get to. Where you have a professional. Words. Can always point back to him. Well, our professional psychologist said, that's a really good part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't argue with it because he's got a degree and I didn't.
True.
Can't get a degree if you don't go to it.
That's
where do you think that emanates? Because one of the listeners threw out, you know, maybe it was because you were beat as a child and then you feel compassion for smaller. I don't know. I don't know which way to go with it. I just know that it pissed me off because I'm having this internal argument. I'm laying on the couch going, you know what? There are hundreds, probably more, of bunnies, rabbits in our development. They are everywhere.
Yeah, not like this one rabbit really is going to make a big difference in the rabbit world. But.
And I went back and forth in my head with, well, but because it didn't really run off the road, it might be in pain. So regardless of how many there are, you've got something that's a child that's scared and in pain. You have to do something. I got to do nothing. I'm watching TV getting drunk.
Yep. But then your conscience kicked in and.
And what is it? Where does that come from? Why? How do I get past that?
You want to not be empathic?
I even tried drinking more, going, all right, I get too drunk. Problem was, where the bunny was from my house was maybe a half a mile.
Yeah. But Dr. Thornton, isn't that, and you just said it, empathy, yes. Isn't that one of the biggest things that separates us from the animals?
Well, from some animals, I mean, some animals are pretty empathic.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, yeah, dolphins. Russ has told us about that. But as far
as... let's not get too far. Yeah. What Dan's saying is empathy...
It's what makes us human, yes.
Compassion for something outside our species.
Yeah.
And the whole idea, when I brought it up on the air, I was more pissed off at myself. I wasn't trying to get to internalize the argument. It was just funny. Because I'm bitching at myself the entire time. You get up off this couch and you go check on that damn bunny. Man, there are plenty of bunnies out. Why I got to be the caretaker for all bunnies?
Am I my bunny's keeper?
Yeah. Am I my bunny keeper? I believe the answer is yes. Well, and then as I'm driving, I got a towel in case, you know, he was still around the road. If I had to pick him up. Prepared to go to ER for vets. The bunny ER.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving up to where he was in the road, I'm going, all right, Slick, if there's a flat red spot, you're going to own this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should turn around. You be a man and you drive forward. I don't want to see this. You suck it up. Either you're a caretaker of the animals or you're not.
So you went.
I ain't happy about it. There's a lot of grief just driving up to entryway of my development just to see if there was a flat bunny.
That's the price you pay for caring, man.
Dr. Thornton, can you fathom what would have happened to Russ had he found a flat bunny?
That would have been a sad thing to see.
I'm a grown male. I'm 54. I should be past a lot of this, especially since I don't have really any compassion for fellow human beings. Why would it be for some animal that's never done anything for me, that I owe nothing, owes nothing to me? Where is it? I think that's what I was trying to get to.
First of all, you need a lot more delay, I think.
There's got to be an answer of what the is wrong with me. Because I didn't do anything. It's not like I picked it up and took it to the ER, found out that it was hurt. I just went back and checked on it. Was it done? So I'm not looking for any type of credit.
I don't think you are either. I think, you know, we've been through this before. The innocent victim really does get your heartstrings. I mean, you care about animals and you know, they don't have a voice, you know. They can't do anything for themselves.
So how do I get past this? Dude, I can't live like this. I really can't. I can't pass an animal every time and think, all right, I got to stop. I was late for the first three meetings when we came back to the Eagle, or as I was making negotiations. We were having meetings. Met with J.D. Freeman three Saturdays in a row just to talk about this. I was late every time. There was one time there was a golden retriever running up and down Preston. I stopped, grabbed that dog, finally caught him. Luckily, there was something on the tag, called the owner. Another couple of times, we're both animal related. And I kept telling JD, I swear to God, we can get up and be on time at 6 a.m. And the dumb motherfucker bought it.
I don't think you need to get over this.
What do I do with it? There's no benefit. There's no, and I'm not doing it. I'm not looking for a thank you. It's just getting to the point of it's irritating.
I think.
Isn't it okay to hate myself?
If you want.
But I mean, other people hate things about themselves.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, look at this. You know, I'm too fat. I'm losing my hair. I got a wall-eyed nipple, and I'm this chick on a. Sorry, Kenzie. Look at that. Bitch learned how to zone me out.
Yeah. Take that.
She has learned something. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:58. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 175, right at Bear Street, got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from I-45. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Caruth Haven, got a stalled out vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Moving to Plano, eastbound on the bush, right at Preston Road, got an accident there in the clearing stage. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Old Denton Road. About a half hour delay through that. And finally, in Allen, southbound 75, just after Stacy, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear and cool, 56 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 89 for the high. It's 81 right now, and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, so you want to try it with Dr. Thornton?
Yeah. Yeah, at least then that way Kinsey can see someone else do it.
I gave her the chance to learn the trick, and she blew it every time.
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately. It takes learning.
I didn't even have to touch the deck. I said, pick a card, make sure somebody else in the room knows what it is, then conceal it. What do you do, three times, four times?
Yeah, something like that.
Show me how to do it. No. First of all, if it's a magic trick, I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. And if it's some type of psychic ability, I can't tell you.
Yeah, at that point, it's just a gift. You can either see it or not.
Are we going back to the blindfold? You want that, Kenzie?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. This is really, really good radio shtick. Maybe tomorrow we try throwing knives.
Sure, why not?
No.
All right. I could. You got to take my word for it. I can't see. Yeah. And I can't find a pen.
You need a pen?
I know there's a one around here someplace.
To your left. Keep going past your notebook a little more.
Got it.
There you go. And your you got your notepad? Yeah.
Is this a post-it note?
That is post-it notes.
Okay. All right, Dr. Thornton, take the deck of cards.
Yep.
Shuffle if you want. Pick a card. Make sure everybody in the room can see it. Keep it off the camera so nobody thinks I'm cheating.
It's on camera, like straight on camera. Dead on camera.
Then take the camera off of him. See how that works?
Okay, how about this?
There you go. Switch it up. Okay. Make sure, Claude, you see it?
Got it. Kenzie?
And then Alfie?
Okay.
Now, Russ, what was his card?
Hang on. I'm trying to make sure I'm drawing on the paper. I forget how to draw spades. Is it an ace of spades?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you forget how to draw a spade?
I don't see them that often. I live in Frisco. You want to try another card, Dr. Thornton?
I'm sure I do.
Has everybody agreed that this blindfold is tight?
It looks that way. You've hit your mic twice.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay. It's hard to draw with a blindfold on.
Writing it down.
Is that it?
That is it, sir.
Jack of hearts.
Yep.
Okay. See, Kenzie, Dr. Thornton doesn't freak out and go, "Why did you do that?"
Well.
I tell you what, Kenzie, pull something out of your purse. Hold it up, and I'll try and draw what it is. Make it quick. Is she making it quick, Dan?
It's a purse. You can't ask the impossible. Actually, that was fairly quick.
She holding something up?
She is, but I'm not even entirely sure. Don't do that. I don't know if you're going to be able to draw it. You can give it a shot.
All I'm getting is some kind of sphere. Some type of ball.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is it a squeezy ball?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
What do you call it?
It's a stress ball?
Yeah, I can't draw
I don't
that.
Know what they're called.
Just a squeeze ball, a stress ball? Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you squeeze?
Did you squeeze?
Do you have anything else in your purse you want to try? Is she making it fast?
Yes.
Just digging.
I don't know why that's in there, but I found it.
I'm not even sure what that is. Oh, yeah, that's pretty okay. That is not a, well, is it a hint? It doesn't matter. Just if you can guess it, fine.
What?
If you can guess that item, then you've got me as a believer.
Yeah.
Because that's not a typical purse item.
Like a stress ball is?
Can somebody shut up so I can focus? All right. I'll try and draw this. since I can't see. Dan, can you tell what that is?
Looks like a sock.
Okay, that's not what I was going for. I was trying to draw underwear.
Nope.
Is it not some type of panties?
Nope.
All right, I missed it. What is it?
A sock.
And I could have lied and said it was a sock. All right, one of the rest of you guys, since she has a problem pulling out something, just hold something up in the room.
How did I have a problem
pulling
out something?
You with me?
I'm confused.
Here's something.
Okay, Dr. Thornton?
This is really not easy. Drawing with blindfold on. Can you tell what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a pen.
What are you holding?
A pen.
Ta-da! Yay, he's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
Best radio bidder.
I like the scarf on you, though.
Yeah.
Now I can't get it off. All right. Oh, it's after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, that helps a lot with the show. It's like waking up going, hey, show's over.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com and get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djklo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.